take your pants down. To the cleaners today, take your pants down. To the cleaners today, take your pants down. To the cleaners today, take your pants down to the cleaners today. Won't you do my ass?
Won't you do his ass?
For a logical chart, won't you do my ass?
Come on, baby, won't you do
his ass? For a logical chart, won't you do my ass?
Won't you do his ass?
For a logical chart,
won't you do my ass? For a logical chart.
Suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me, suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me, suck on a stiff cock.
Stiff cock.
Tail with me.
Talking about cocks, cocktails, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hello?
Excuse me.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
Yeah, what you could do for me is turn that crap off. What? I have kids here in the house.
You started drinking a little early this Friday,
listen,
man.
Listen, buddy, what I do in my own private time is my business, okay?
She's worried about the children. She's sauced.
Listen to me. Hold on a second. Shut up over there.
Hey, can you put the teeth back in your mouth so we can understand you?
You find that very funny, to pick on me, huh? Pick on me.
Yeah.
What I want you to do
blah, blah, blah.
Is take that crap off blah, the radio. Blah, 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 blah. You poopy face. Okay?
Well, she showed you, Opie.
Opie. What an ingenious name, radio name there.
Well, you know what? You smell.
You are cooking.
Yeah.
Listen to me very carefully. If you don't take that music off, and I'm not kidding with you, I'm going to come down there, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And I'll wait outside the radio station. What is your address?
You can't even walk straight. You're drunk.
You ain't going nowhere.
The
foster home should have your kids. You're a
you
mess.
You better leave me alone.
Listen to you.
I'm going
to
beat my kids because of you now.
Your kids?
Because of you, cockaface.
Those poor kids.
I love my children with all my heart, and I can't have them listening to this.
Well, when
okay?
you find them, give them a kiss. They're probably lost in your pigsty house that you probably run.
So it's funny to make fun of me because I'm poor now. See, make fun of me because I'm a woman. Because
poor.
I don't like
if
my
you
kids
live in a frigid air box, it's probably clean.
Oh,
you know,
make
I'm
fun of me,
it.
Don't you? Make fun of me. I'm going to send my girlfriend down there to kick your ass. What do you think of that?
You're a mess.
I hate you.
It's Friday! Friday! Friday!
Your appointment.
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get raised!
Hey, who's the stripper?
Can't
she was
your appointment.
She was a hooa.
Pull the string!
Welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show for this Friday. Toll free 877-692-1027 is our phone number. We made it to the end of the week.
Not that bad though, having Wednesday off.
Everyone else had the whole week off though.
I know.
I think we're the only people in this building off this whole week.
And a lot of people took the whole week off. Nice little vacation. It's made driving easier.
They really screwed us with the 4th of July holiday.
Yeah.
Being on a Wednesday. You know, most bosses aren't going to throw you the bone and give you the Monday or Tuesday off or the Thursday and Friday off.
Hell no.
Most people got pretty much screwed over.
You got screwed.
I was talking to one person. They had to work Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
They had Wednesday and Thursday off, but had to come back today.
That sucks.
That's a nice boss, huh?
At least you get the hangover cure for the 4th of July. But then the boss has to know on Friday you're not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
Well, welcome.
Welcome. It is FU Friday, so we love to hear from you. Who pissed you off this week? You could do that through instant feedback. You could do it through the FU line. Or you could give us a call and personally tell us, 877-692-1027, all right?
Your chance to vent.
I want to vent, Anthony.
What happened?
I'm surprised we're able to prepare for our radio show these days.
Oh.
Now that we're syndicated.
Oh.
Now that we're syndicated, it seems like everyone wants a piece of us.
Yeah. Leave some of the stuff we deal with before this program. You would think we'd just, you know, hanging out, talking, maybe going through the newspapers, getting our finger on the pulse of what's going on.
Right.
That would be nice if we got the chance to do that.
Well, see, the salespeople control the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah,
and if you know anything about radio, that's a no-no.
It's very bad.
Salespeople should never control a radio program. They should work hand-in-hand with a radio program, but they shouldn't control it.
Now, people are probably wondering, how could a sales department control a radio show?
I am here to tell you that the sales department around here controls the Opie and Anthony show.
Yeah. We're going to have to put, like, a guillotine in our doorway that once we're in, we arm it. Anyone else that tries to walk through gets cut in half. Holy Jesus. How many salespeople?
Well, the day started with having to hear about whippedcreambikini.com.
Right.
They're not getting enough mentions. They're supplying $1,000 for our wet T-shirt contest tomorrow at the Stone Pony when we do the all-day road show.
Mm-hmm.
So the salesperson comes in and says, you know, they're just not happy. You haven't mentioned whippedcreambikini.com enough.
Is that what the show should be? We should just stop every so often and say whippedcreambikini.com?
Whippedcreambikini.com.
See, in the context of the show, when we're trying to do things, and the salespeople come in and say, could you say this? How are we going to fit it in while we're trying to do something here? Something fun.
It's not like whippedcreambikini.com gave us $100,000. They gave us $1,000 lousy dollars.
We've shelled out our own money sometimes.
And I could have went to the ATM machine and shelled out $500 each if we knew it was going to be this much of a hassle.
Right.
So they're bitching
because
they didn't get enough mentions for their $1,000.
Yeah.
Whippedcreambikini.com.
There.
Supplying $1,000 for us tomorrow. So then we had to deal with that instead of dealing with our radio show today.
Yeah.
And then
how many times did you say it yesterday?
We said it like two or three times yesterday. That wasn't good enough.
That was the questions Ope's getting today. We're sitting in the office. Of course, I throw myself into a newspaper or the computer or something and just spin my head around like the Exorcist.
I saw you chuckling.
I was laughing, all right?
Because
you're in hell.
I'm a real a-hole, though, when it comes down to it.
How many times did you mention it, Opie?
I don't know, two or three times.
Because I really didn't hear it.
That's the funny part about doing a radio show, too. I got to say this. You know, you try to get feedback on your radio show with the people you work with your listeners, maybe with the programming staff.
Yeah.
Your family members, just to get a feel for, you know, what's working on the show and what's not.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, if you bump into one of these sales weasels in the hall, you'll ask them.
Right.
I finally realized that when you ask them, you know, how was the show yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
It is based on whether or not we took care of their client on the radio show.
That's it.
When I'm truly asking, you know, what did you guys think of the catfighting we did the other day? What did you think about me guessing the age of that 52-year-old lady by just looking at her taint area?
Oh, I got to tell you, man, you did a great read for Sobey Beverages, so you guys rocked yesterday.
Yeah, that's all they care about.
Or we'll do a live read, you know, after like a 20 or 30 minute segment, Anthony.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the hotline rings and it's a salesperson all excited because we did a great live read for them. Can you make a tape of that? I need that immediately.
How about the rest of the show?
How about the show? The actual show?
Opie and Anthony?
Yeah.
I know you guys, you drink coffee every day before the show. I've been in there, and I see that one of the interns goes out and gets everybody coffee.
Yeah.
Can we sell that? Maybe Starbucks would like to, you know, get on board and sell that, as long as you give 8 mentions during the day that you're drinking coffee and that you like it.
They are selling everything.
Guys, you take leaks, right?
Yeah.
We have a urinal cake company that would really like to come on board. How many times did you pee yesterday? Because we could sell that every time.
They want to sponsor What's in My Pants. Now they want to sponsor certain segments of our show.
Right.
It's like, leave us alone. Let us do our show.
Not only are we doing, you know, the live reads and running all the commercials during the show, but now every little aspect of the show they're looking to latch onto.
See, this isn't going to make much sense to the new markets, but we used to play 2 songs to start the show just to get everyone in the mood.
Yeah.
A couple rocking songs, you know.
Yeah.
Get you psyched for the Opie and Anthony show. And one of our guys, Ben, would do, you know, he would pick the songs.
It was like his little 2-song show.
They wanted to sponsor that.
Sponsor
Can
his...
Can we sponsor the 2 songs that Ben plays before your show?
Anyway. Tuttle checking in on instant feedback. What are you kidding? Preparing for your show? Ha, ha, ha.
We prepare. You just wait and see. So but, then Craig comes to me.
Yeah, this is the biggie. This is the fun that we deal with here.
Craig comes to me. See, we have to meet clients.
Yeah.
And most of them are cool. Mm-hmm. You know, they can hang and stuff. But we made an agreement. We'll meet clients from time to time.
Sometimes the people that run these various companies we do live reads for, they come to the station, and we go upstairs and meet with them for a few minutes. And talk about the product, Opie, and how it can fit into our program. And that's all well and fine, because how often did they happen? Once a month, maybe, they'd bring someone in.
Once a month.
Once a month,
once,
I would say.
Once every 3 weeks, tops.
And we would be like, all right, but, you know, it can't be on this day because we got something going on before the show that we got to do. So we were able to pretty much say when we could meet with these people.
Right.
Today.
Today, Craig comes down with the list of clients that we have to meet next week.
A list. A
next
list.
Next week.
Which would take up every day.
And I hope you guys are following this, because this is what the salespeople do. They get a little, and they keep nudging and nudging and nudging and nudging. You know? That's what I mean when I tell you that they could completely control a show at this point.
Now we were to meet with 3 clients.
3.
Next week.
The first, Sobey Beverages.
Now, come on. We've met with Sobey. We love Sobey.
We love the fine folks at Sobey Beverages.
Opie drinks Sobey all the time during the show. We've talked about that.
We have met with the fine folks at Sobey Beverages probably more than once, you know, because they just happen to be wandering the halls with new product and stuff to drop them by. And we say, hey, oh, no, they need a new meeting with us because they have a new flavor.
So we were like, look, if the new flavor is Sobey's new cure for AIDS beverage, we'll meet with him. What the hell? But, I mean, why would he have to meet with him?
I don't know. Do we have to go upstairs and hold their hand? Maybe let them suckle off us?
Send the new flavor. We will drink it, enjoy it, and talk about it on the
air. That's right. Give us some samples, a one sheet, what it does. Boom.
I think it is a coddling thing.
That'll save us 20 minutes that we could be spending on maybe talking to our new affiliates or working on our show, maybe getting more interesting guests. Oh, no.
They want to snuggle a little bit.
So
they want to canoodle in our conference room with us.
So I'm yelling and screaming at Craig, like, we're not meeting with Sobey Beverages again.
Right.
Like the people from Sobey, but they don't need us to hold their hands.
Right.
Everything is A-okay with Sobey.
Fine.
So I go, what's the next client?
2 left.
He goes, Lifestyle Condoms. I'm like, why the hell do we have to meet with people that sell condoms?
Condom people.
I think we all know what condoms do.
I think so.
I go, so, Craig, explain to me why we have to meet with Lifestyle Condoms. He goes, well, they want to do a demonstration. A demonstration? Unless that demonstration, is a penthouse pet.
They're going to bring in some chicks.
And me naked. We're not going upstairs to have a meeting with Lifestyle Condoms so they can demonstrate how to use a condom on a cucumber or a banana or something.
All right, guys. We got a couple of girls up here. Now just feel free to we got some fluff girls, too. They're going to get you started. And we'll roll the Lifestyle Condom on your junk. And now just feel free to plug away at the hookers we brought up here for you.
Right.
All right, this is a demonstration.
No, see, the demonstration, we're probably going right back to health class.
Right.
And we're going to be putting condoms on cucumbers.
If they brought a cucumber or banana, I would be like, ah, oh, come on. We all know what this is. All right, they feel great. There. What do we need? Why meet them?
So we're not meeting with lifestyle condoms so they could tell us how a condom works.
I would like a demonstration if they showed you how, during the use of the condom, lifestyle condoms are easiest to get your thumb under the rim and pull it off during sex without the girl knowing.
Right.
That would be a good demonstration.
So Craig is getting...
Womp, snap.
So Craig is getting all nervous and sweating. I'm like, look, man, you're just a messenger.
Mm-hmm.
I will take this up with, our boss, Ken Stevens.
Yeah.
When he decides to come back to work. He's been, I don't know, on vacation for about 2.5 weeks. Poor guy, I think we wore him down during contract negotiations.
He hasn't recovered.
He's been MIA for weeks.
Has not recovered.
So,
what was the third product?
The third was for a client from another market.
Yeah.
One of our new affiliates.
Yeah.
Who just happens to be a big fan of the show. I guess he used to live in New York.
Yeah.
And he's going to be advertising on one of the stations that we're on in another city. Here's the key to the whole thing. You and I will never hear the commercial, because when the stations go local, they'll just be playing his commercial.
Yeah.
You and I will not even be voicing his commercial.
He just wants to come up and hang out.
Right.
Well, you know something then?
I don't even hang with my own family. I'm not hanging with a client from another city. My brother lives a block and a half away. I don't hang with him. I'm not hanging with a client from another city that we have nothing to do with. He just happens to be a fan. And then finally, someone comes by. I'm trying to protect some of the clients.
Some of the clients?
There's someone coming aboard very soon with a new water product.
Oh. Right.
It has 8 times more oxygen.
Oxygenated water.
It has 8 times more oxygen, Anthony.
Yeah.
Than this fine bottle of Poland Springs that I hold in my hand right
now. More oxygen, more gooder, right?
I think more oxygen means less water.
Oh, is it more oxygen at the top of the bottle?
How else do you get more oxygen into water? Explain that to me. Man, we are going to be biting our tongue when we do the first live read for this product. But how do you get more oxygen into water?
8 times more would be H16O, right? Are there 16 oxygen atoms in the molecule?
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
So that's what we had to deal with today alone instead of dealing with our show. Yeah, they want to sponsor when we hang up on our listeners.
This hang-up brought to you by Verizon.
Right. Todd, what's going on?
How you doing, guys? Pat here from Kotex. I'd like us to sponsor... Hey, what's in my pants today? They could guess the string or what type it is. We could talk about it.
That's a good idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Sponsor Guess What's in My Pants with...
I also would like to plug whippedcreamballoonnut.com.
How many times did you mention it yesterday?
Whippedcreamballoonnut.com.
All right, very good.
I'm all being Anthony.
Very good, Todd.
Thank you,
thank
sir.
You.
Thanks, guys.
All right,
see
bye. Bye.
You know what we'll do if they keep getting a little, like, the pushy? We'll start connecting their sponsors, all their clients, to events here that they would not ever want to be associated with. How about that, people?
Brian, what's going on? Brian.
That hang-up, sponsored by...
We lose him?
All right.
He was bitching. He wants to hear music. Then go find a music station, you douche. Bluto.
Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Summer's Eve. Hey. Remix pre-measured douche.
Your salesman must be creaming their pants right now.
Why?
You are announcing every sponsor in the phone book. Why don't you just open up the phone book, start from A, and read down?
Yeah, might as well.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. All we're hearing is sponsors.
Yeah, exactly.
You just sponsor a broom handle for the Motley Crue Challenge.
Not a bad idea. If they could, they would sponsor the Motley Crue Challenge.
Yeah.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right, Bluto. We've had it. We've hit our limit, right, Ant? With that?
Yeah.
Lee, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm from Philly, and I love your show. It just came on here a couple weeks ago. But, I agree with you with all these sponsors. Don't do all that because you guys have too many commercials as it is.
See, we don't want to turn into another. I'll say it. I don't want to turn into Howard, where we take 25 minutes away from the show.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, you got to pay the bill somehow with the commercials, but too many is too many. And I don't want to hear this state or this company and that company for this and that. You know, hey, don't do it.
All right, I hear you, man. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Look at this.
What, four? All right, hold on. Let me go to John.
John, what's up?
Hey, listen, if I come up with $1,000 cash, you think I could get you and Anthony to talk nice about me on the radio for about a week?
See, the sales guys would jump on this. Just getting individuals to come in, hand them $1,000, and we have to mention them on the air, Opie.
That's a great idea.
How about if I come up with $1,000 and you talk bad about somebody else?
To talk bad about someone else.
That's not bad.
Oh, I'm sure they're running to the phones right now.
All right, John. Thank you. You know how crazy it got with the salespeople and we had to squash them down?
Yeah.
Because they, like we said earlier, they run the Opie and Anthony show.
Mm-hmm.
For a short time, Anthony and I were running spots for an escort service.
Yeah, what happened to that? What happened to the escort service? It was only a week?
No, I'll tell you what happened, because
I think the run dates were a week. I'm not really...
No, I'll tell you what happened with the escort service. It was under the guise that it's this cute little dating website.
Website. A dating website.
So we went to the website, and oh, no, it was a full-blown escort service. So
this is Ashley. She'll be in New York City in 2 weeks.
Right.
Meet her. Go out to dinner. Do anything.
Right.
It was a whoa service.
You could pick if you want an Asian,
yeah,
a fine African princess,
uh-huh,
a Jewish girl.
Redheads.
Yeah.
Anything.
So we went on the air and we talked about the escort service, and they quickly stopped advertising on our show.
Oh, boy. Why can't we advertise hookers? Well, pretty much what it was. Who brought that one to the table?
Lewis, what's up?
What a bunch of weasels, these sales guys. I could picture that advertisement for the oxygenated water. Are you too fat from drinking regular water? Well, then we have a new water for you. It has 1 ounce of water per 16-ounce cup.
All right, Lewis.
What a bunch of jerk-offs.
Thank you.
It was so
funny.
I'm sure the feeding frenzy on Lewis's humor will start any minute now.
It was funny with the water, though. It's like, look, it has 8 times more oxygen. Taste it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm tasting it, and I'm tasting it, and I'm thinking to myself, tastes like water.
Tastes like water. You know your fish tank? It's got the bubble filter in it, and if the bubbles stop, the fish dies. It's because it's constantly pumping, dissolving oxygen into the water. That's all they do. They pump bubbles through it. But, hey, who are we to say?
All right.
I'm sure we'll drink it and love it.
We just had
the second they come on board.
We just had to get that off our chest today. Thank you.
Whew.
Thank you.
Water with more oxygen is hydrogen peroxide.
Let me go to Andre. Andre, what's up?
Yeah, that's what I thought. 8 times the oxygen. Isn't that, I don't know my chemistry that well, but isn't that hydrogen peroxide?
I don't know.
No, you don't want to be drinking that.
It tastes like it.
It's going to do a lot of damage, you know?
Well, we'll be doing the live reads here in New York for that water, and we'll be biting our tongues, and we'll learn more about the water that has 8 times more oxygen in the very near future.
Maybe we need to meet with them, Opie, so they could tell us about it.
See, that's a client we might have to meet with, because they have to explain this to us. But
how do you get it in there?
But I don't need anyone explaining to me how to use a condom, Anthony.
No.
We're going to have a demonstration in the conference room. Oh, we are.
Jenny saying, don't you realize Lewis gets syndicated too? Please stop the madness.
Yeah, I know. Well, I like the car theft device people. They're all right.
That's at least a legitimate product. I like it. Yeah, they had to do a demonstration, which was good because I had no clue what the hell it did. It sat in the office for a week. Earl was picking it up ready to swing it at white people's heads.
That thing actually works pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, Ann, we should take a break. Do you have an FU today, or did I kind of cover it for everybody?
Yeah, that pretty much covered it. If I think up another one, I'll spew it.
All right. We'll go to the ONA archives as we take our first break. I love this thing. This stupid lady. called us thinking she was calling another radio station.
That old gag. I love it.
Trying to win Donna Summer tickets, Anthony.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. We'll be back.
Am I the right caller?
What were you calling for?
Donna Summer tickets.
Donna Summer tickets.
Are you a big Donna Summers fan?
Yes, but I'm more of a 0.5 fan.
Oh boy, here we go.
Here we go. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see Donna Summers.
You're kidding.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Matter of fact, we're going to put you in the front row.
Excellent.
For Donna Summers.
What do you say?
I don't believe it. Thank you very much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, what color panties are you wearing?
I'm wearing a bathing suit.
Donna Summer wants to know.
What kind of bathing suit are you wearing? A one-piece, a thong, bikini?
A bikini. I'm suntanning.
Suntanning.
And then by my pool is my radio with 0.5 on.
Oh, boy.
Hey, she said it again.
Look at that.
Since she's mentioned the station so many times, mm-hmm. I think another prize is in order. You like the disco era?
Yes, I do.
The whole disco dancing thing?
Absolutely.
How about a disco weekend in Las Vegas, Nevada?
Yeah!
That's right. You'll be whisked away to Las Vegas, Nevada to see Donna Summer in Las Vegas.
Are you serious?
We are serious.
I can't believe this.
You just have to tell us one thing.
What?
What's the strangest object you've ever used during sex?
The what?
Donna wants to know.
Nothing.
You're a virgin. You're a big fat virgin. Yeah!
Big fat virgin. And what's your favorite station?
0.5.
She said it again.
Yeah!
You know what you're going to win now?
What?
A trip on the space shuttle.
Yeah! The first person in space.
You're going to see Donna Summer on the space shuttle. Isn't this fantastic?
Oh, this is wonderful.
Have you ever been on the space shuttle?
No, I haven't.
Oh,
have
it's
you?
Beautiful, yes.
Fantastic. It's going to have a big disco ball.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to decorate it all. Hey, do you know how to dial a phone?
Yes.
What's your favorite sexual position? Hello?
Donna wants to know.
Hello?
Oh, no.
Is she hanging up finally?
She's gone.
Oh, my God. It took forever.
Anthony, we're back live because we were supposed to take a break, but the salespeople are coming down from upstairs bitching and complaining. See?
They waited the second the on-the-air light went off.
See, they have taken over our radio show. Lisa, you're the condom girl?
Yes.
Why do we have to meet with Lifestyle Condoms?
Because they want to make sure you know how to use them.
Gonna make sure you're not gonna use them.
Are you going to rip apart my voice again?
No.
You have a fine voice.
Oh, yeah.
Why do we have to meet with Lifestyle Condoms?
They just want to meet with you.
We don't want to meet them.
Why not?
All the opportunities they're going to give with the condom.
What kind of opportunities are they going to give us? Are they going to give us, like, stock in their company?
They're going to give you stock. They're going to give you money.
We're not doing cute radio bits here, Lisa. Why do they want to meet with us?
Because they want to meet the people that's going to be advertising their product.
I don't even hang with my own family.
You don't have to hang. What, you're so busy now that you're syndicated 10 minutes out of your day?
No, we're trying to put a radio show together.
So, 1 o'clock, you're not on the air.
We've used condoms. We know the deal. We know how to talk about them.
What opportunities?
There's plenty of opportunities.
What? It's self-explanatory. If you want to get laid, you don't want diseases, use a condom. There you go.
There you go.
What else do I need to know? Yeah, Ant doesn't like them, though. They're removing the sales girl out of the studio.
Opie, didn't you know that condoms feel much better than just flesh-on-flesh sex?
Bye-bye. They are literally carrying her down the hall.
At her.
They're yelling at her. See, they don't understand. They think we just go on the air at 3 o'clock and that's it. She's like, you're not on the air at 1. You could do this. No, we get here at 11, 11:30, and we try to prepare a show every day.
I don't understand why you can't just come in for 10 minutes and meet with the carnival.
Hey, Tom. Tom, what's up? Tom?
Hey, Jackies.
Tom.
Look at this guy. All another right. Hang up.
If you want to bitch, you know, do your bitching. Don't just sit there on the phone like a tool. All right, Anthony.
Toll
free 877-692-1027. 9. We're back with the Opie and Anthony show. It's FU Friday. Who do you hate today? Give us a call, 877-692-1027. Jack, what's going on?
Hey.
Yeah.
What is this, FU Friday?
Yeah.
Hey, F you and your partner. F Opie and Aunt B.
All right. Opie and Aunt B. That's original. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, isn't it? Hey, it's just about as original as that little stunt you were doing yesterday about the WNBC. Where'd you get that one from? I don't know. Maybe Stern?
Holy Jesus. That's funny,
hey,
man.
Hey, Jack, you're such a tool.
That's funny.
Don't you realize? Don't you realize we were mocking that from Howard Stern's movie, you idiot?
You can't were you?
You're not even.
Oh, were you, Opie?
You're not even smart enough to figure it out.
Your name's Opie, and you're trying to make fun of somebody else? Opie!
Anything else, Jack?
See, we had to dump out.
Because he said F you.
You can't take
curse.
It.
What a douchebag.
That's pretty funny, though.
We got a couple emails on that yesterday. We were totally goofing on the whole WNBC.
Don't people get the joke?
WNBC.
Don't people get the joke?
Because one of our new markets is KXOA out there in Sacramento, California.
And they want you to emphasize the X.
Yeah, we explained the whole thing yesterday.
So because it's in a movie, gee, go figure.
And Howard happens to be on that station with us.
Right.
We're like, okay, they want us to emphasize the X. So we went KXOA. KXOA. Right.
Oh, you're ripping them off. No, we're imitating a movie. That what a bunch of tools. How brainwashed can you get? I cannot understand how you can get so brainwashed that you would become a person that your hero would laugh at. Oh, my God. Use your brain for a minute.
They said we were ripping that off. No, we were making fun of something.
Ripping it off? Were we using it like it was our own invention?
What an idiot.
Yeah, we just happened to say, emphasize the X. Oh, that was in a movie, too?
Oh, it's going to be one of those days. I wouldn't change your dial today.
Sorry. Howard does happen to be a celebrity personality that you can talk about. And joke about parts in the movie. Believe me, there are plenty of other parts I'd much rather joke about in that movie. But, you know, that was one we picked.
Hey, Rick, what's going on?
Yo, what's going on, Ona?
Hey.
I am a dedicated member of the Army, and I need to give my FU to all your syndicates so far, because all these listeners are being a bunch of effing pussies and not giving the show a chance.
Well, not all of them. Hold on, Rick. Yeah, that's not really true. Philadelphia has come along big time.
Okay.
We've been on in about a month on WYSP. Things are working out very nicely up there. And that last call was from Cleveland, and we have early support in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys are actually right. It's actually been, Sacramento and Chicago that have been the biggest pussies so far?
Well, no.
Sacramento, we've only been on,
See, this is the pattern, okay, Rick? We're going to find find audiences in every one of these cities, okay?
Yeah.
Sorry, Seth. Seth has been IMing me going, dude, we're not markets, we're cities. We're cities. So, Seth, sorry. See, we listen to our listeners. We're going to find an audience in all these cities. And if, the other people, they're checking us out and they don't like us, they'll move on. I don't care.
All right, no doubt, fellas. Keep up the good work.
But see what happens when you do go to a new city.
Yeah.
Naturally, they're going to hate you right off the bat because we haven't really done anything yet.
And it's something new.
We've been on in Sacramento. This is our second show, and quite frankly, we didn't really give them a great show yesterday.
Right.
But, they'll give us some time, and they'll, they'll sit through some bad shows, and then they'll get some really good ones, and then they'll make their their decision if they want to, become a listener of the show or not.
No doubt, fellas.
I mean, we're already finding our audience in Philadelphia. It's nice.
Well,
real nice.
Don't ever forget your New York boys.
Hell no. We're doing a road show for you guys tomorrow.
No doubt, fellas. Right. I'll be there all day.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Peace.
But to make an opinion on a radio show after a few days, you're crazy. Because you're going to miss out on a lot of great things. Guaranteed. Oralo writes, hey, Opie, do you realize that the sales chick just asked you if you use condoms? And your answer was, yeah, I use condoms, but Aunt doesn't like them. And then he writes, later, faggots.
I think you,
I was so uptight and ranting that, yeah, I did say that. I like the condoms. Aunt doesn't like condoms.
I don't like them.
Man, can you find that? I didn't even realize
that's
I said
horrible.
That.
Horrible.
I got to hear it now because it went right over my head. No, Anthony and I are not having sex with each other, okay?
Thank you.
See, that's what sucks. New York understands. They've been with us for 3 years. They know if one of us says something stupid like that, they'll call us a faggot and move on. I don't want the other cities thinking that you and I are, like, sleeping together.
I think they'd get the idea pretty quickly.
All right. I gotta hear that now, though. That's pretty funny. Speaking of Lisa, the condom chick, one of the salespeople, whoring her products on our show. Look at what she gave me.
What is that?
You're supposed to wear this when you're with a girl?
It looks like a sunflower with some prickly things on top.
It's a sunflower on the tip of a condom.
Oh, it rolls out.
Who the hell is putting this on?
How ridiculous. Look at that. She's laughing at it. Come on.
Come here. Rachel.
God,
if a guy
turns me on.
If a guy put this on and was coming right for you, what's
coming right for us?
You would have to crack up.
What is that? I mean, that's definitely not heterosexual at all. Yeah. Come on. I mean,
you would laugh at that.
Like, no one I've ever dated has ever worn anything like that.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd be afraid. They'd be like, no way. I'm not touching that.
Yeah, you might like sneak a few, some of those condoms have a little studs on the side or maybe an extra rib or something.
Rib. For her pleasure.
But this is like a little flower on the...
Wait, let me touch it.
On the it's like tip a of the condom.
Sea anemone. Look at that. Isn't that great? Don't you want your man wearing that?
Oh, it's all jelly. Yeah, but, you know, before you know it, it's going to look like a big Pez dispenser, you know, with, like, superheroes' heads on top. You know,
I don't think that would be very safe, either. I think it would leak.
You know, that's right, Rick. It looks like a clown flower that squirts. You know those clown flowers that
another
squirt?
Squirt. So. It looks like it wouldn't be comfortable, either, for the lady.
Maybe they're going to explain to us why that is, like, the new thing.
Maybe that's what they were going to do.
The condoms with the flowers on the tip.
Ugh, condoms. Look, yeah, see, look, it just snapped. It just snapped off. Bad.
The flower did. The condom's still in one piece, Anthony.
Oh, really? It is?
Brandon, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how y'all doing, man?
We're doing all right.
All right, I'm calling out of the Philadelphia area. I've been listening to you guys probably just about since y'all started down here, and I'm very, very pleased.
This is our 22nd show for Philadelphia.
22.
I'm keeping 22 track.
22 whole days.
I'm the Rain Man of syndicated radio. You tell me a market, I'll tell you how many days they've been on already.
Dallas.
Dallas? Oh, yeah. This will be their 10th show.
Columbus.
Columbus is 4.
New York.
Oh, probably 1,000.
There you go.
We're gonna do our 200th show in Philadelphia. By the way,
that's good.
That's sometime in October. We're gonna put a party together.
Oh, sweet.
Dude, get the condom off my water. You know this water has 8 times the oxygen. Brandon, what's going on?
Well, actually, you just mentioned what I was calling about. The gentleman earlier called about the water, and H2O2 is the hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
So I guess with 8 times the oxygen, it's like hydrogen octoxide or atomic water or something's going to blow your colon right out your ass.
No.
But the other thing, I'm sitting here, and again, I'm not a chemistry major.
Yeah.
But oxygen gets into the blood through inhalation. We breathe it in. We do not intake it through our stomach. So if this is some sort of new way of doing things, I'm thinking, why don't we kill 2 birds with 1 stone and provide some sort of an oxygenation thing where you can throw a ham and cheese sandwich into the air that you're breathing and you cut down on your eating time.
So basically 8 times the oxygen means nothing?
I'm assuming so. I would think it's just some sort of ploy to get the ignorant masses to throw down an extra $1.50 at the Wawa or the 7-Eleven.
Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Bye.
Enough of the oxygen water.
Anthony, the other day we were talking about Jackie the Knife Girl.
Yeah.
We had some dominatrix.
Dominatrix. Yeah.
In studio to do some cat fighting.
Madams.
Well.
Dominatrix, which I'm just not into that whole scene. Whenever they come in, I'm sorry, I'm skeeved out. Like, I don't like that whole beating, whipping, tying up. You watch the videos and stuff, sometimes you get MPEGs sent to you. And there's a guy, he's tied up, he's got that ball gag. Once you get that ball gag in your mouth, that just says you've taken it right there in the back door.
So you're not into the fetish scene?
Not into the fetish thing. definitely not. And especially the dominatrix part of it. I'm going to whip you now. And, oh, great, great. Well, when do you lay down and I get to violate you?
Well, that one girl was very hot. That was, you know, smothering Jim Norton.
Yeah, but she wasn't doing the whole thing where she was whipping him or something. You know,
no, it was more about smothering him.
Yeah.
That was the smothering fetish, Anthony.
Yeah, move on to the sex part of it, please.
You just want wham, bam, thank you, man.
Not wham, bam, thank you, man. I like the whole thing. I like it to last for quite a while, but it's got to be normal.
Right.
You know, I don't like all the bells and whistles that go along with it.
It's silly. You're a traditional guy.
Yeah.
You keep it pretty pretty regular.
No, well, I like getting a little out there, but, I mean, I'm talking about just with people. Just with your significant other.
Right.
Not bringing in all kinds of circus acts and flower-tipped condoms and wacky things like that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we were talking about some of the fetishes and stuff, and
he's got it on the side of his head like Adebisi. With his little hat from Oz.
Wow, an Adebisi reference. Nice. Nice. So we were talking about some fetishes.
Yeah.
And they were talking about, what were they saying? They called, they didn't call it cutting. They called it,
it wasn't cutting.
There was a name for it, but basically people that get off having knives rubbed against their body.
Dragged on their bodies.
Right.
Not to the point of cutting, but to, like, scratching.
Right.
Leaves,
and it does,
knife marks.
It leaves, yeah, it leaves slight scratches like a cat might have scratched a little bit.
Yeah.
But you're not bleeding or anything, and, people get off on this.
Yeah.
And remember, we told the lady, we're like, well, we had one of these girls in our in on our show.
Jackie the Knife Girl.
Jackie the Knife Girl.
She liked it rubbed on her intimates and on her upper half, everything.
Everywhere. Her belly.
And you'd watch the knife blade pass over her body in certain parts and just get all, I get the heebie-jeebies thinking something's going to get sliced off.
Yeah. You're about to hear some of the hottest audio.
Hot.
This is a piece of Jackie the Knife Girl when she came in and had... It wasn't even her boyfriend. It was her roommate.
No, it was her roommate,
with
friend.
With a huge, huge sharp knife.
Rambo
serrated,
knife.
Serrated.
Very sharp.
Red knife.
Yeah, very, very sharp.
He also had the Rambo knife and the Freddy Krueger glove.
Oh, the
too.
Fingers. That's right.
Yeah. He made a Freddy Krueger glove.
Right.
With all the blades, real knife blades on a leather glove and dragged it over her body. Pretty sick.
Right. Hold on a second. Tom wants to tell us something stupid. Tom?
Hello.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, man?
Hey.
I want to know when you two douchebags are going to die.
Well, that's pretty cute, Tom.
You called back to tell us that.
Well, hey, I got cut off the first time. What can I say?
You hung up.
You wasted a long-distance call to say that?
No, it's toll free, remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hey, you got me.
One for
you
Tom.
Lose that one, Chief.
Hey, you got me, though, you know?
You know, it's one thing when you guys do something original.
Tom,
but, you know, I turn the radio
Tom,
on.
I'm not even going to, like, you know, spend the day arguing who's original and who's not.
The originality thing. Oh, but open your brain up for a minute. People that have been brainwashed for so many years, they just can't get over it. And it's not the majority. You know something? It's a very small minority of people.
What you're about to hear has never been done on radio before, okay?
Right. Please.
I mean, this is as original as you get, idiot.
Yeah, I've never heard of this.
This is Jackie the Knife Girl as the knives were being, you know, moved all over her body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just a few minutes of this. Look at this. This looks like the beginning of a snuff film.
Yeah.
Rob,
it really does.
Rob, can we trust you? Because that's a Rambo knife. We're not playing with bagel knives anymore.
Well, actually, the bagel knife is far better than the Rambo knife anyway.
If you stab her and kill her, syndication's put off by, like, what, 2 months? That would suck.
5 to 10.
Syndication from Sing Sing.
5 to 10?
Yeah.
Syndication when we get out of prison. Don't fall with those knives in your hand.
Oh, my God. He almost, like,
took her head off.
All right. You got to work the Rambo knife, too. And where's the Freddy Krueger glove, just for laughs?
Oh, my God. Look at this. He's already starting.
Oh, no. Stinky. Stinky just hit the knife with the mic and almost went through her.
Stinky, get near her mouth more.
Yeah. All right. Rob is working the bagel knife all over her body. And we had a lot of, requests to be completely silent for this bit. So.
Okay.
Ah.
You're listening to the sounds of a knifing. We don't usually bring you the sounds of a girl being stroked with a knife.
What's that nip?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
He's working. This is a turn on. Go for her throat.
Oh, you wrecked it.
Hey, I ruined it.
You ruined it.
I ruined it.
You know, what a way to end, though.
Bravo!
Wow, nice.
Yeah.
Is that insane or what?
Oh, my God.
Holy S.
She likes that, man.
Andre, what's going on?
Hey, that never gets old, dude.
Yeah.
Never. That was great, man. Every time I hear that, man.
We did that at a road show in front of 2,500 people.
Oh, I remember that. Thanks a lot.
We brought her out, and she had barely anything on, and we brought the knives out. The place was whipped up into a frenzy.
Yeah.
They completely lost it. Because to see it live is just ridiculous.
She goes wild. She's squirming all over. And she gets up and she's got... Because she's really a pale girl. And she just got red scratches all over.
Yeah. You could hear like some fear in her moaning. Mm-hmm. It's hello.
That's amazing. She gets so turned on by that.
All right. We got to take a break. 877-692-1027. It's toll-free, Anthony.
Yes.
Power by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW, New York.
And I'm a black rainbow, and I'm an ape of God. I got a face that's made for violence of bone, and I'm a teen distortion. Survived abortion, or ever from the waist down.
What are you, gay?
Friggin' fag, you wanna make out or something?
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. It's FU Friday, 877-692-1027.
Hey, man. Hey, beautiful.
Hey.
We're cake for nothing.
George, what's going on?
Nothing. When I started listening to the show a while ago when this girl was first on, and she was on over the air.
Oh, Jackie the Knife Girl.
Yeah, she called in. That was right when this guy did an excellent impression of John Madden.
Oh, yeah. That was Frank Caliendo, yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
Do we have that? We'll play the Frank Caliendo doing John Madden in a little while. Thanks, George.
All right, bro. Thanks.
All right, man.
Meat crab.
All right, we'll get it out of the way. Oh, the computer complaint call. All right. We got a CD in today, Anthony.
Yeah.
You and Rick were really, really digging it. I was too busy dealing with salespeople.
I know. I just slid over.
Hey, you know what? Perfect example of what we were talking about an hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of preparing for the show, yeah. I had to deal with salespeople. And you got to hear some really, really funny stuff.
Sometimes it's just a matter of, being in the office, hanging out, listening to CDs or music, whatever. It doesn't mean that you're sitting there on a teletype, watching the teletype come out and getting news like the old days. Or sitting there pawing over things. You know, sometimes it's just a matter of us just hanging out. And I don't think they get that. Sometimes they come in, it looks like just having a party, which we are.
Well,
but it's part of the show preparation.
Well, that's what our show is.
Yeah.
That's what we're telling all the interviewers. It's a hang. It's the Opie and Anthony hang. And the hang starts when we get here at 11.
Right.
And then we just drag all the people from the office into the studio. And we continue.
Me, Crumb.
But we got a CD in today called May I Help You, Dumbass. Is this going to be for sale?
I have no idea. Dumbass. I believe so, yeah.
You want to explain to the folks, Rick? Because I don't know. I don't know.
Well, it's I don't know if anybody remembers the show, The Upright Citizens Brigade.
It was on Comedy Central. Never got the recognition I think it really should have gotten, because there was some funny stuff on that show.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, we had them on the day they did the Al Roker prank, where one of them, you know, jumped up and down with a huge prosthetic attached.
Yeah,
to his
fake
area.
Schlong. Fake schlong.
That was really funny. So one of the guys, Matt Besser.
Yep.
Matt Besser.
He's got a phone number that's way too close. Some people have this problem too. Their phone number is really close to a business phone number.
And every day they get calls, day after day, asking for, as this guy got, computer tech support.
Right.
And I got to interrupt you, because it's funny you say that, because this is toll-free number we got, 877-692-1027.
Yeah.
There's some lady in the middle of nowhere that had to change her phone number because it was one off from our toll-free number.
And people are dumbasses sometimes.
It was a lady that has a lot of kids in college, so she got a toll-free number so the kids could call whenever they feel like it, mm-hmm. call home.
Yeah.
And she called us up. It was about 2 weeks ago, and then was yelling and screaming at us, going, I have to change my number now because yours is too close to mine.
Sorry.
So anyway, so it's a computer tech.
Yeah, he pretty much plays the part of the computer tech person they're trying to reach.
What a great wrong number to have too. If you're a guy and you're a comedian, because this guy's pretty funny, and you get people calling your house, computer tech. God, that's great, because you get people that call that have no clue. They're really stupid. And he just rags them really bad.
Yeah, and they do a lot of improv stuff. So whenever these come up, it's like child's play for him.
All right, let's check out a couple of these tracks then. This one is called "Phrase It Right."
Yeah, track 11.
So this person obviously calling the wrong number.
And calling, thinking they're getting a computer tech support guy, and they're getting this clown.
All right, check this out.
The place where I just go online, and then it says, of course, invalid password.
Excuse me, ma'am. You gotta ask the question in the right manner, please.
Oh, if I don't ask the right question, you're not gonna help me register?
You have to ask me the question in the right manner. I don't know how to answer it, ma'am.
How do I register a username and password, please? It's first time.
That's
not. Do you understand that?
No.
You don't.
If you could just rephrase the question. You need to ask this in this right way.
Excuse me, I'm calling the number. Free unlimited internet service from Barnes & Noble.
And what's your question?
I cannot sign on. I loaded the software. I want to know how to register my username and password.
Yes, but what is your problem?
There's no place that it asks me to register. So, every time I can get online, I've been able to download the local access numbers, but it's saying, it's invalid password because it's not registered in the first place.
I understand that, but you need to ask me what you need me to do for you.
Tell me where I can find it. I've downloaded the thing. Now, where the heck do I do this?
Ma'am, if you're going to start cursing, I have to...
I'm double-clicking on Barnes & Noble.
Please don't curse at me, ma'am.
Walk me through this, please, and have me...
Please don't curse at me, ma'am.
Get this going.
Please don't curse at me.
What curse did I say?
You just said heck.
Listen, you know what? Buddy, I'm going to complain about you. I've called you up to ask you a simple question.
You're going to complain about me, ma'am. We record our calls, and you've been cursing at me and yelling at me.
A real bad curse. Now, can you please help me get my sign on here? I have the unlimited internet service. It says it's right in front of me.
If you ask the question the right way, I can help you.
Is there somebody else there? Is your manager there?
My manager? I have a supervisor, no manager.
Let me have your supervisor, please.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to get in trouble.
May I have your supervisor, please?
Hello?
Yes.
He's on breakfast right now.
What's the supervisor's name?
Johnny W. I can't give his last name.
Give me his first name.
Johnny.
John. And what time will he be back?
He's going to be back in an hour. Well, he's here, but he's on breakfast.
All right. Is there somebody else that can help me?
He's not a supervisor.
That's all right. Let me speak to somebody else. Maybe they can help me. Thank you.
I gotta say, I put in a complaint about you cursing.
Can I please have another person to speak with, another representative?
I can give you another representative, but you have to ask me in the right way.
Listen, well, then you tell me how to ask you. This is ridiculous.
What's ridiculous?
Why the hell would you stay on that long?
God.
Because she's trying to get her free something.
Right.
It's all these people that call. I guess there's this free Barnes & Noble internet access that they're trying to get a hold of. So it's something free, which is even better because it makes them put up with a lot more abuse. Morons. Friggin' morons. I love some of the old tech support things with the people that call up and say, I'm using the foot pedal and it's not working.
Yeah.
And it's the mouse that they right. put on the floor and they're stepping on it. But the cup holder doesn't work. It's like, why is the CD-ROM? The cup holder doesn't work.
Let's go to Steve. Steve, what's up?
Yeah, Track 8 is really good. He pretends he's an automatic operator and it's supposed to be really funny.
Wait, so is this CD out?
He plays on Saturday nights at the theater.
Uh-huh.
And it's like $5. It's really good. And he gives out the CD at the end of the gig. He says he'll give it for free as long as you pretend to burn it for 10 people. And he got it for free.
Hey, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk to him in a little while. Maybe we'll just put this on Napster or something for him.
Great.
And get it out there. Thanks, Steve.
Okay.
You want to, which one do you want to hear? I mean, we can play 8, but we got a bunch we want to play during the show today. We'll do one more here before we move on.
Jimmy Stewart.
You got to do the Jimmy Stewart?
Guy's out of control. Like, why would you stay on the phone if some guy's doing a bad Jimmy Stewart impression?
This person trying to get a hold of tech support calls the wrong number, and it's it's not queuing up. And it's Matt Besser doing Jimmy Stewart.
Tech support.
Oh, yes, hi. I'm trying to get on the Barnes & Noble line, and I can't get on.
Oh, what's your problem?
The problem is that every time I try to dial it, it comes up that they can't get through and to call tech support.
We don't have to be more specific, but we're going to get through this. We're going to turn this thing around.
Great.
Great. Okay, so... Did you enter your area code?
It seems to be entered already.
Right. You're 212, right?
Right.
That's great. Let's just stick with me at this and we'll turn this thing around.
Okay.
Great. Okay. Now re-enter your area code.
Oh, God. Okay. All right, now... The problem is that I need probably to call you on my cell phone because this isn't... I have one line here.
All right. Well, do you use your toolbar?
Yeah, I guess. What's the toolbar?
Well, you got to use your toolbar. That's where your icons are that we're going to have to use to fix this problem. We're going to get through this, though. You just got to keep your chin up.
Okay, I hope so.
We're going to turn this thing around.
Great.
Okay.
So the toolbar is the thing at the bottom?
No, well, it could be at the top of the body. You have a Mac or on the PCs?
I have a PC. I have a Dell.
Oh, that's good. It's a fine instrument.
I also have, the disc. You know, I have the Barnes & Noble disc.
Oh, you got the disc?
Yeah, and it's...
Oh, with the disc, that's great, that's great.
It's not working.
Ah. The sun's on the horizon. We're going to turn this thing around.
Great.
Okay. Put your disc in.
It's in?
Okay, I'll boot up your computer. You're going to have to restart your computer.
Okay, so you want me to just shut everything down here?
You have to push on a restart. Hey, you have to stick with me here. Let's keep focused.
Sorry, where is that?
Yeah, keep focused here. You have to write it down with a pencil.
Okay, where is it, though?
You know how to turn off your computer, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't do it with a button, do you?
Yeah, I do. What do you mean? There's a... okay, I got to go to shut down.
That's where your toolbar is. You got to grab hold of it.
Okay, shut down, restart.
Oh, grab a hold of your toolbar.
I did. You want me to, okay, I have that. Now, do you want me to go to restart?
Okay, you got to stay focused now. Don't get all upset.
No, I'm not.
All right, now you got to turn it off, and then you can see the restart. Now you check restart. Now, there, yeah.
Okay, you want me to press? Okay, I understand what you're saying. You want me to say press shut down or restart?
Restart.
Okay.
You gotta stay focused here. You lose your cool.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Just take a breath there. Keep your chin up.
Okay, you're making me confused though. So I'm.
No. Well, take a breath.
I'm taking a breath.
All right. Just calm down. Take a breath.
So I press restart.
Yeah, well, calm down now. You can't yell at me here.
I'm not yelling at you. I'm not yelling at you. It's just, you know, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
You know how
frustrating. Oh, is it rebooting?
Yes.
What's happening?
www.dell.com came up on my screen. So it'll be a minute or two now.
Okay.
Making all noises and what have you.
Noises.
But I left the CD in there, the Barnes & Noble CD. Is that good, or should I take it out?
A CD-ROM, right?
Yep.
Oh, I stick a music CD in there.
No, it's not a CD.
Oh, I'm not joking.
No.
It'll break your computer. It's like throwing vinegar on a horse's ass.
Really? Well, that's a new expression on me. I hadn't heard that one.
Excuse me?
I haven't heard that, throwing vinegar on a horse's ass before.
Well, yeah, try it. You're going to get kicked in your head.
I guess so. I don't spend much time around horses, so it wouldn't be something I know.
Oh, yeah. If you don't spend time around horses, you end up making a jackass out of your own self.
Well, that could be. Where are you located now?
Houston.
Oh, Houston. Okay, well.
Well, what?
Well, that's
where are you from?
New York City.
That's right, a 212.
Right, so, you know, we don't have a lot of horses around.
Yeah, but you got a lot of jackasses up there.
Well, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
We're looking at 10 inches of snow on Saturday, so.
Well, I say you don't look at the 10 inches. You step out in there, you get out there, and you work. You shove off that snow and turn things around.
Oh, you're right. Okay, now. It came up here. Yahoo Messenger cannot connect.
Yahoo, hee-haw.
Right. That's funny. That is really funny. Tony, what's going on? Hey, Tony. What is happening with the phones today? Tony.
All right. He hung up.
All right. He wanted to hear more.
Great.
We're gonna play more. It's Matt Besser. The CD is called "May I Help You, Dumbass." People calling. They think tech support, but it's Matt's home number, and he messes with the people. Obviously,
jackass.
We have
man.
A bunch of more tracks to play as the show moves along here today.
You know how frustrating that is too, when you're sitting there at your computer. Everyone's been on with the tech support, I think.
Yeah.
And they're telling you things, and you're like. Look, you got to slow down, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Your brain just starts...
Yeah, he gets you into those parts of the computer that you, like, have no clue. Go to the toolbar and go on run. Hit run. Run?
Run, okay.
Now type in E-X-E-T... what am I doing?
Steve, what's going on? Steve!
Steve, turn that radio down.
Steve!
Yeah?
What's up? Turn down the radio.
What's up?
That's a really long delay, man. You're on the radio live right now. What's up?
What's up, dude? Yeah, who is this guy?
It's Matt Besser. We're going to talk to him in about 5 minutes here.
Does he have a CD out?
Yeah, but we don't know how you get it. So we're going to ask him.
Okay. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever heard this on radio.
All right, cool.
Like, no one else does this type of stuff.
Oh, shut up, you idiot.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Say what you want.
Anything else?
That's it, dude.
All right.
Rock on.
What a tool. You can't play CDs anymore on the air, OP.
You can't play prank calls on the air anymore.
Oh, is that it?
I think. Don, what's up?
Yo, this is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, this guy's pretty funny.
I can't get over it. Oh, my God. This is so funny.
Yeah, we got some more tracks to play.
Oh, please. Hysterical. It really is.
Shut up, you sarcastic son of a bitch. Thank you.
All right, take care.
All right.
I think it's funny.
I think it's really funny. The website's www.uprightcitizens.org. You can go there for some of the pranks, okay?
Yeah.
Where was that? Oh, yeah, we want to play that. We have a guy really calling tech support, Anthony.
Oh, yeah.
This isn't on the CD. It's just something else we had as we,
Continue.
Guy was pissed off.
It won't queue up, though, for
leaving
some
a message, I think.
Well, he mailed his computer in, and they screwed it all up or something, so he called tech support back.
I screwed it up.
And he lost it. Here it is.
Hello, my name is Stephen Thrasher, and I sent my Canon laptop computer into. I just got it back. Everything that I've written on it for the past 2 years is gone. I was told that you guys were going, that I'd be called if you had to replace the hard drive. I called Canon. They said the hard drive didn't need to be replaced. They just said the motherboard didn't need to be replaced. And everything that I've been working on for the past 2 goddamn years of my life is gone, you assholes. Now I want you to call me back. Stop and make sure that I get back what I've been working on. Do you f***ing understand me? And I'm tired of you f***ing around with me. I had better get my goddamn disk drive back. I'm going to sue all of you f***ing pieces of s***.
I was a little pissed off.
Tell him again!
All right, we're going to talk to Matt Besser next. As we go to the FU line, 877-692-1027 if you want to give us a call today.
Thanks for calling, and this is the Opie and Anthony FU Friday line.
Hey, this is Dana. I just want to give a big you to the woman who stole my bag and my social security number and my sunglasses and my Walkman and everything else of any importance in my everyday life and has now run up about $10,000 in new credit card bills. You, and I hope the police get you and you die and you suffocate to the smell of burning credit cards. Bye.
Next message.
I got an FU for Lord Comeover Adolf Giuliani, that faggot. I hope he takes this limp biscuit and gets the hell out of Gracie Mansion. You.
Next message.
Yeah, hey, I want to send a big FU to my effing wife and the effing guy who effing effed her. So F both of you, and I hope you effing rot in effing hell.
End of message.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Barb, what's going on?
Oh, nothing. How you doing?
We're having fun.
You're having fun?
Yeah.
That's good.
What do you got?
Nothing. Just wanted to say hello. What's up?
You smoking the weed?
Not right now.
Are you in the car?
Yeah.
And you just decided to call to say hi?
Yeah, because I want to tell you that I'm really enjoying your show. I'm calling from Cleveland.
Oh, right.
Look at that.
Well, thanks, Barb. We appreciate it. You like you like the prank calls from the text?
Yeah, this is, like, so awesome. I've been sitting here, and I'm like, oh, my God. I tried calling you earlier, and I had to go into an elevator, and my phone died. So I was all afraid you guys would be all pissed at me. All like, whoa, she hung up on us. But,
Marijuana is the bomb.
Is he okay back there?
Yeah, we're all right.
That's good. All right,
fine now.
We're glad you like the show.
Oh, I'm really sorry about all the assholes I've been calling you.
Every day.
Oh, don't you worry about that. We'll deal with them.
Yeah, we're all right.
That's good.
All right. Well,
I've been listening. Oh. Okay.
What?
Oh, I was just saying, I've been listening. I've been hearing, like, all these people calling you from Cleveland and, like, telling you to, like, F off and stuff, and I'm just, it's just stupid.
You're a girl.
There's a lot of degenerates in the Cleveland area, unfortunately.
What are you people?
So, and not too many people appreciate good radio anymore.
Me too.
Thank you.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm really enjoying it, and you guys have been making me laugh all week.
Shut up, dummy.
We're taking nothing!
Well, thanks, Barb.
You're welcome.
Means a lot to us.
Good.
Marijuana is a narcotic, medically and legally. It never did anybody any good and does everybody a lot of harm.
What a stupid voice.
All right, Barb.
Okay, you guys have a good day.
What a stupid voice.
Thank you.
Okay.
We're nothing.
Love Barb from Cleveland.
Yeah.
Matt Besser is on the phone, Anthony. We've been checking out some tracks from his CD, May I Help You, Dumbass. His phone number is very close to a tech support phone number.
Yeah.
Gets a lot of calls at his house, so he decided to start recording them. And we checked out a few, and we're laughing pretty good over here, right?
Matt.
What's up, Matt?
What's going on?
Very funny, man.
Thanks.
Very funny. We were laughing our asses off in the office. I love these tools that you get.
It's been happening for like a year.
When did you decide to start taping them?
Well, it actually happened for like a couple of months. There's literally like a dozen or more a day, you know. For some reason, people like to do that stuff after 2 a.m.
Are you kidding me?
You know, that's when you figure out your computers after 2 a.m. But anyway, I actually called up the place, and I told them what the problem was, you know. And they're like, okay, it was the area code, the problem. People weren't dialing 1 before their area code. So if they lived in Manhattan, they were stupid. They were not dialing 1 before their area code and dialing my apartment instead. Get it? So the first three numbers of my local number is the same as an area code in Texas where they were trying to call.
Right.
So I call these people up and say, let's change this. And all they do, instead of putting 1, they put brackets around the numbers. That's not enough for people to understand it's an area code and to dial 1 before it. So now it's still going on. The company has since gone out of business, but their number's still out there.
With your help, they've gone out of business.
Right. Oh, wouldn't that be great?
So you just started recording them?
You just effing with them at first, and then you said, hey, let me get a recorder and...
Yeah, I mean, at first I was even being nice and telling them what the problem is. But after a while, it's like, come on, people, this isn't a new rule. This is 1 before the area code, you know?
Right.
This isn't some secret that's out there.
So you were helping people, though, with their computers at first?
I mean, I was helping them out, telling them to dial the right number.
Oh, I thought you meant you were actually doing the tech support.
Yeah, just trying my hardest.
I don't know. You got a screwdriver?
Yeah.
Let's open this baby up.
How can people get the CD?
Well, we have a website. If you remember, I was actually on your show like 2 years ago rest of my group.
That was hysterical, man.
You were Little Donnie.
That's right.
From the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Right, and we have our own theater, Upright Citizens Brigade Theater, and our own website. It's called www.uprightcitizens.org.
Right.
But I keep putting that in, and I'm not getting anything on my computer.
Jackasses.
Well, let me try to help you.
That one killed me.
We just played that one.
I'll keep your chin up.
you prick. We'll get through this.
If you have to have someone help you out, it might as well be Jimmy Stewart.
Is that what your logic was there?
You know, he's the nicest guy in the world, and he's always willing to try.
And very hard to get upset.
What's going on with the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater?
Well, we're always doing shows 7 days a week. I'm actually doing this as a show where I play the pranks themselves, plus I read letters to the editor and goof on that and do some other stuff. I'm doing that show at our theater. It's in Chelsea. And you can also get info about that on the web. And the group itself, we just finished writing our first screenplay.
Yeah.
We're psyched about that. It's called Merger Machine. It's about a... evil stockbrokers who try to take over the world by merging all corporations together and merging all humans into an army of Howie Longs. and the UCB try and stop them before everyone's turned into a Howie Long.
I do believe, Matt, you smoke a lot of dope.
You seem to be accusing a lot of people of that.
I know. Yeah. And you know something? We get accused of that all the time, too, and we don't smoke. So
you got some wild ideas there. So you're going to come in and see us next week?
I'd love to.
Yeah, right on, man. You got now that you don't get the calls anymore, or do people still call even though they're out of business?
I still get the calls. It's still, the residue of it's out there still on CD, free CD-ROMs, because this wasn't just one company. They were servicing tons of different companies, Barnes & Noble, Costco, Spiegel Catalog, Kmart.
Yeah.
All these huge corporations had this number out there, so.
You have an unlimited supply of material.
Yeah.
You still taping them?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's getting more and more mean and evil to them.
Great.
Stuff I can't get on a CD.
The crueler, the better, man. You got to give us, like, some of the stuff you can't put on a CD to listen to, because I love the real cruel stuff.
Yeah, we did one with a lady that thought she was calling Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yeah, she called our station by accident and thought she was winning this big vacation, and we totally let her on and then let her really down hard at the end. I just love it when people are stupid
Right. I heard someone earlier making fun of the originality putting out a prank CD, and I got to agree with that. But this, the thing about this is I'm not calling them. They're calling me.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like people kind of deserve it more when they're being the dumbass, you know.
Right.
They deserve the punishment a little bit more than just the innocent victim of the jerky boy or whatever.
Yeah. Are you into computers at all?
No, not really. I mean, I use email as much as anybody else.
Because it's hysterical, and you're like, go to the toolbar.
Right.
And I just hear some smashing on the keyboard like you're actually typing something in real quick.
Well, another one of the ones you don't play, on a few of them, I don't think you played this one, though. I say, okay, I'm hacking into your computer now.
Yeah, that one is great. I'm hacking
in. And I just give them some, you know, I hit the keys, and they hear the keys going. So they're like, oh, I can hear the keys. Must be hacking in.
Hey, which one is that?
I do that on the second one. I call Lesbian Download, where I accuse the guy of, I can see there's lesbian pornography inside his computer, and that's why nothing's working for him.
Like, if you could call up a tech guy, and then he could say he's hacking into your computer, right then I'd be like, what is this crap, man?
You know, I've been doing it for like a year, and I've only had one person call me out saying I'm full of crap.
Really?
Yeah, and it was that very thing. He was like, wait, how does this work?
People are so desperate when they're calling for help. It's a great fodder right there. You could just nail them.
Oh, half it. Like, one of the ones I just did that's not on the CD, like, you know, this is an old joke, but just I was just using an horrible Asian accent and just going, ching, chang, chong, ching, chang, chong. And they would not hang up. They just wanted to battle through this nonsense and get some info out of this person. And then I hung up, and then they called back again. And then I had a Frenchman get on, just babbling nonsense. They're still just determined, what are you saying?
They want the help so bad.
It's free. So anything free, people got to have.
That's what we were saying. If it's free, man, they will stay on the line.
Give it to me.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Hey, thanks. It's We're tracking through it and just laughing our asses off.
Cool.
Yeah, Matt. Come in next week.
Yeah. Well, come see my show, people listening. Our theater is in Chelsea. You can look up the show in Time Out. I think it's listed, but it's 11:30 this Saturday.
Okay. And you can get the CD by going to www.uprightcitizens.org.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to play a couple more tracks here.
All right.
Hey, cool, Matt. Thanks, Matt.
Try playing track 8.
8?
Yeah.
Automated operator?
Right.
All right, we'll play that one.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Easy,
man.
Bye.
A lot of people like track 8. Well, we got the last day on the job queued up first here, so why don't we do this? Wrong number. Calling Matt instead of tech support.
I need your primary dial-up number if I'm going to start the transaction to get you onto the internet.
Just
a moment. Just a moment. What? Yes, I'm handling this one. I've got it. I have it. I'm on. Yes, I picked it up. I do know how to do this. What? I do know how. I'm sorry, what? Go ahead, ma'am.
Who am I speaking to?
Tech support 7D2.
Okay. You have a very, very peculiar way of dealing with customers.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I haven't started dealing with you yet. I was talking to the gentleman I'm working with.
Okay. I just got this free internet thing through Barnes & Noble. What?
I'm not aware of the free program. I'm just the tech support. Just a moment. Yes. Well, you didn't tell me about the free program. Hey. Screw you. You didn't tell me about the free program. You, man. You didn't tell me about the free program. I'm sorry. Go ahead, ma'am.
That's no way to talk on the phone.
Oh, did you hear that?
Of course I did.
I'm sorry. I thought I put you on hold, ma'am. I'm sorry you had to hear that.
I don't understand this kind of business. I'm just trying to get this Barnes.
Well, to be honest, this is my last day on the job, so I don't care if I get fired.
Okay. Would you give me someone else, please?
Oh, fine with me. She won't talk to you. Hello?
Where am I calling?
Tech support.
Tech support.
What's your problem?
I was just trying to. I feel like I'm on. Anyway, I was just trying to put on the Barnes & Noble free internet service.
Okay, ma'am. We just started that free service, and we are just tech support. We do not know anything about the free service unless you're talking about your primary access number.
I don't know who you are or what kind of service this is. Thank you very much.
We are tech support.
But I don't understand.
Just a moment, please.
Okay.
Put that down. Put that down. That is very expensive. Do not show your finger. I'm sorry, ma'am. These internet businesses, you know, we're just getting off the ground.
Obviously, you're not going to get off the ground. I can't believe I'm talking to real people that are talking to me like this.
I'm not talking to you, ma'am. I was talking to the man I work with.
I know, but he was talking to you before, and I was hearing everything.
Well, our mute system isn't working.
Uh-huh. Now, is there anybody else in this office?
No, ma'am. We're just the two. It only takes two to do tech support. But we have nothing to do with the free program, like I keep telling you.
Oh, I see. Well, that's...
If you have a tech support problem...
Well, I can't. I started putting myself... I started doing...
Screw you! No. You screw off.
Hello.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Do you?
Can't believe these people stay on so long.
Because it's free.
That's funny.
That's it.
Not bad. Do we have time to play one more before we take a break? Matt wanted us to play what? Track 8? Automated Operator?
Yeah.
One more here. From the CD, May I Help You, Dumbass. You can get it by going to www.uprightcitizens.org. This track's called Automated Operator. The CD player is just not working today. Hold on. Oops. Come on. There it is.
Press 1 for
Hello,
English.
Is this Barnes &
Press
Noble?
Press 2 for Spanish.
Hello?
Press 1 for English. Press 2 for Spanish. Press 1 for tech support. Press 2 for free gift. Press 1 for English. Press 2 for Spanish. Press 1 for New York. Press 2 for California. Press 1 for Yankees. Press 2 for Mets. Press 1 for air conditioning. Press 2 for gas heat.
What is this, son of a gun?
Press 1 for baseball. Press 2 for football. Press 1 for shirts. Press 2 for pants. Press 1 for soap. Press 2 for bed. Press 1 for 2. Press 2 for 1.
What is this, stupid?
Hey, that one's pretty good. Yeah.
1 for 2, 2 for 1.
That's very good. All right, it's the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. We have to remind everyone to vote for their favorite mom in the Moms I'd Like to F contest, Anthony.
Yes, the voting, hot and heavy.
We're down to our 10 finalists. You can check out their pictures on WNEW.com. Just go to the Opie and Anthony section. All the ladies are there with their pictures, and then you vote for your favorite. We have to get a winner, and they're going to go to Myrtle Beach on us. So, all right.
Now, no one was eliminated today.
No. We're going to vote through the weekend because it's been a weird week. A lot of people on vacation
week.
And
right.
stuff like that. So no, we just want everyone to keep voting at WNEW.com. Then we're going to narrow it down on Monday to 5 finalists, and then we'll finally get a winner. Okay.
Voting pattern similar to what we saw yesterday.
Yes. It's very interesting.
Yes.
To say the least. But we need everyone to vote. Okay.
Right.
Let's go to the FU line.
Go f yourself. And here's the Opie and Anthony FU Friday line.
Hey, this is Kiwi from Newark, New Jersey. I'd like to send a big FU to God for sending down a lightning bolt to
and short out every goddamn thing in my house. Yeah, I have surge protectors. Someone f***ing everything in my house. God, this is f***ing 21st century. Stop f***ing me. I don't have the money to go and replace all this s***. Computers, phones, my dream. Come on, Dreamcast. You, dude.
Next message.
Hey, this is Ken from Philly, and I want to send a big F-U out to the faggot who invented the dildo. As if we don't have enough competition already, and as if people aren't screwed up enough already, F-U, you fag.
Next message.
My big F-U goes out to that fat f***ing pig, Mendy, who's on the milk contest pictures on your web. That f***ing whore sweats mayonnaise. Please take her picture down. Thank you. Bye.
End of message.
Hour by Opie and Anthony, serving New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island. This is 1027 WNEW. New York.
With the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027.
Oh, brother. So wrong.
We got to explain it now.
So wrong.
Somehow.
What? Still, they're still continuing.
Rick is such a prick, man.
Can I just put this up?
Put this behind us and let's finish the show right, all right? Good and strong.
Well, I just finished.
You gotta let him off the hook, man. I can't imagine. I don't want him walking around thinking I'm a prick.
Rick, you're the worst.
You are so bad, Rick. Rick, you are so bad. Oh, my God.
And explain what just happened. Is he crying?
He was close.
Oh, you are so
get
mad.
John in here. Explain what was going on, Ant.
Well, during one of the breaks, sent John out to get some beer because our fridge is out of beer. And he gets some. He brings a bottle in here, and it's really, really warm.
His eyes got so glassy.
Dude, I hate you so much, Rick. I swear.
It's like really warm. So, you know, I'm like, oh, boy, you know, I really like cold beer.
Especially on a Friday.
On a Friday. It's nice, you know. And John went and got the beer. So when he gets back, we're like, John, it's warm beer. You know, I'd rather have bad beer that's cold than good beer that's warm. Unless, of course, it's Sam Adams. And Rick thought it would be funny to bring him into one of the other studios, turn on the mic to record it, and bitch him out about bringing warm beer to me. Like, I care.
Yeah, but then he starts...
Like, I care.
But then he starts bitching about all the other things I guess John doesn't do right.
I know.
You're the worst, man. You're the worst.
Rick, it started sounding a little too real, like you were really giving him crap.
Well, no, I had to do that because I didn't want him to think, he's harping on this a little too much. What's the real deal here?
No, I think just the beer thing would have been great, to just keep pounding him on the beer.
But then you start talking about other things he does wrong on the show.
He just left one CD out one day, and that was it. So I just used that as a reference point.
A, B, C, and D. You don't go A, B, D. What the hell are you talking about?
I might have to dump out of this because you were cursing, but let's see. All right, so this is audio of Rick in the other studio with poor John.
Have to be taken care of. I mean, bringing him...
It hasn't triggered yet.
Stinky okay. Sticking his head in.
Just tell him to set it up. And it should be fine. No. It's the feed that's coming from...
Oh, see, Stinky just went in to tell Rick, right. we really can't hear you in the other room.
Right, but
it's not triggering.
He didn't realize this was part of the bit. We were doing the setup on right. John. He just said, it's not feeding.
All right, where does this start then? Do you know, Ben?
Yeah, it takes a while.
Oh, it takes
a
while?
Yeah, and then I brought the mic up, so. Because he was sitting too far away from the mic, and I couldn't say stand in front of the mic.
Huh? All right, well, we'll play it later.
We'll have to edit it and, yeah, get it to the right spot. Rick said you were almost crying.
Dude, I was buying it for quite a while, and then it occurred to me that the mic was right in the middle of us, and Rick was coincidentally standing right in front of where I couldn't see that the mic was on. I was like, wait a minute. But, no, he was...
He's such a liar. You came out and you heard them saying that, oh, I feel bad, and you're like, oh, it figures. Like, you finally figured it out after the whole thing was done.
He figured it out as he's walking out of the studio. Dude, he looked over, he saw the mic thing up.
The thing that was so bad was, like, Rick was doing, like, the silent game with me. I didn't know what he wanted to say, and he would just stare at me with, like, this cold look, like...
That's the stare.
What are you going to do? And then nothing. I'm like,
get cold beer.
I'll take it back and exchange it if you want.
Darren, what's going on?
Hello?
Hey, Darren, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
You're on the radio.
It's Aaron, man. Hey,
Aaron, what's up? What's up?
How you guys doing? Hey, I got to tell you something. I just moved up from Baltimore 6 months ago.
Yeah.
Right? I never heard of ONA until about 2 months ago. I started listening to you. So I shut you guys off when I first heard you.
Right on, man.
Nah, man, but I tell you what, 2 days ago you did the skit about the kid on the moped.
Yeah.
I know that kid. He was in my old neighborhood.
Yeah, everyone remembers that. Yeah.
That was hey, do a little dog barking and wheezing for me.
All right, Aaron, thank you. Oh, my God. Okay, look, this is what we're going to do. We got to find it's right here?
It's really low.
All right, this is Rick yelling at John. I think we found it on the tape.
What did Anthony ask you to do? I can't hear you.
Go get beer.
Okay, and what did you bring him?
It was warmer than I thought it was, right?
Do you understand? He's making a joke, but it's not a joke. He's serious. He was complaining about this yesterday with the warm beers and beers never in the refrigerator. I mean, John, you got to step up, man. Come on, how long you been here?
Six months.
Have you been here? What?
6 months.
6 months?
Yeah.
And?
And I don't know what you're asking me.
Yes.
John, do you want to be here?
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
Do you enjoy this job?
Yes.
And you know some of the crap we have to deal with?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not your fault, so to speak, but it is. I mean, these guys have certain demands that need to be met every single day.
Like beer.
Right?
Yeah.
Some of which entails doing crap work, like we have to do sometimes.
Okay.
Which means going out and getting cold beer. I mean, he's making a joke about it, but believe me, he's not really that happy about it.
Well, that's true.
I understand.
It's the little things. You know what? It comes down to the little things. Like stand up. Stand up.
Stand
like
up.
If someone says, look, here's what I want you to do, A, B, C, and D. You've got to do A, B, C, and D. Don't do A, B, and D and think, well, you know, that's close enough.
What the hell are you trying to tell this kid?
What is A, B, C, and D, and then skip and C?
I had to lure him up to the microphone, so I needed him to stand up for a reason and try and do something.
A, B, C, and D.
That's not the way it works. Everything has to be done the right way the first time, or else somebody's gonna get their ass chewed out.
Okay.
I mean, you're bringing in cold beer. You're supposed to be bringing in cold beer, and you're bringing in freaking piss water.
I'm sorry, Rick. I didn't. Okay.
But I mean, that's the type of thing. It happens time and again. You leave CDs out when you're making copies.
See, you were just supposed to make fun of the
beer.
The beer. Now you're bringing up stuff that actually bothers you about the poor kid.
No, it doesn't bother me. It happened once, and he ran and grabbed the CD, and that was it. We never brought it up again.
Aww.
But I had to grab something else so he wouldn't look at me like he's droning on this too much.
West Coast Dave, Rick Hitler. Everyone's bashing on Rick now.
Things are brought in the next day. Oh, John left this. Now it's the beer. Now, what's the next thing going to be? You know? If it's not one thing, it seems to be another. You're heading down the Jesse Road, dude. And I want to see you go down the Jesse Road.
Okay,
you know, where things just weren't happening.
Okay.
So how are you going to fix this?
I just won't. Just take your advice.
Oh, no, John.
John, you should just look him in the face and go, Rick, go F yourself, man. That's, you know something?
That's where you just punch him as hard as you can in the middle of his head.
Ooh,
that's hard, man.
I can't believe you took it.
Wow.
Now, John, keep in mind, they signed off on this idea. And they said, yeah, go for it.
John, what were you thinking, though, in your head when you said, I'll take your advice? In your head is like, this friggin' pompous schmuck, man.
Like
this,
yeah, more or less, that's not it.
Yeah, I'll take your advice.
I got to hear that again.
So how are you going to fix this?
Well, I just won't. Just take your advice.
Oh! Take your advice. He didn't give you any advice.
I know.
He said nothing.
Wait till he gets part of making lists. Exactly what you're saying, and not let stuff like that happen anymore.
Well, what are you going to do about the beer situation, dude?
I told Anthony I will go right back out, and I'll even, like, I'll bring...
You know how he gets.
Oh, my God. What do you insane?
You know how he gets.
I got to hear how John answers.
Yeah, like, one. Gets a good buzz on.
Hold on. This can be good.
It's fun.
Go right back out, and I'll even, like, I'll bring...
You know how he gets.
I understand.
He likes to have a good time, but he also likes to have things done. Yeah. He doesn't like to say things twice to people. That's why he's such an easygoing guy, because he does things, you know, where, yeah, he can be very cool, but, you know, he can be as big a dick as the next guy.
I'll if it's really that big of a deal, which obviously it is, I will...
It's not just the beer, John. It's just you see things happening time
you
and again.
Suck, man.
Rick,
you don't...
Rick, you're awful.
You're the worst.
I like how you tried to bait him into saying something bad about me, though. It's like, yeah, he's easy going and stuff, but, you know, he could be as big a prick as the next guy. Yeah, yeah. I was waiting for it, John.
It was funny because the whole time he's just... He doesn't know what to say, and I'm trying to draw stuff out of him and leaving, like, huge blanks for him to fill in, but he wouldn't do it.
But he's just going
to
take your advice.
All right, there's a little more here.
I'm trying to alert you to the fact that you're heading down the Jesse Road.
Okay, well, I won't then. And what you're saying to me right now is sinking in, and
okay.
I will fix everything.
Oh,
how
no.
Are you going to fix everything? Are you going to make a list for yourself?
I'm not going to make... If I have to, yes.
Oh, God, no.
John.
Oh,
I would have had so much respect for you if you punched him in the head.
No, you know what? No, to John's credit, when you're sitting there in front of, like, one of your bosses or superior or something.
F that.
No,
I would have to hit him.
You know something?
I would have to hit him.
I've gotten bitched out by bosses, though, and it sucks. And you do just got to stand there and grit your teeth and say what they want to hear, and then you're just like... This son of a effing God, I hate this guy.
And after you recently watch one of your peers get cut down in much the same manner.
Jesse. The Jesse Road that Rick was talking about was a former intern, Jesse, that did get the boot.
Yeah, we finally gave him a paying job, and he said the power in his town went out, and that's why he couldn't make it to an appearance.
The Jesse Road.
And it turned out he was the only one that lost power.
Wow.
All right, there's just a little bit more here.
I will.
Because it has to be done just like
ABCD. ABCD.
If it's not, they're going to say, well, we got to cut them loose. Do you want to be cut loose?
No.
I mean, there's an opportunity here for you.
Absolutely. I know.
He's just
I don't
want
to leave.
I don't want to leave. You know what I mean? I got no place else to go. I got no place else to go.
I don't want to leave.
Don't you do that! Don't you do that! I got no place else to go!
Mayonnaise!
I got no place else to go! Don't you do that!
At the end of this, it's great. Rick picks up John to Wind Beneath My Wings or whatever.
And carries him back into the studio. Listen.
I don't want to leave.
No.
I don't want to be let go.
Okay.
So we have an understanding then?
Okay.
Let's put this behind us and let's finish the show right, all right?
But I put my foot behind you, you son of a bitch. That's what John was thinking. Put this behind us, I'll put my foot behind you. You bastard. Oh, Rick, you suck, man.
You're the worst.
Oh, screw you. You guys told me to go ahead and do it.
You should have just stayed with the beer, though, man.
Oh, look at you. Oh.
Psycho Mark. Psycho Mark.
What a troll. Dude, what a total tool. John, you should have taken a six-pack, fired it off his head, and go back to VAK's.
Yeah, okay.
Go back to VAK's.
I want my job.
Dude, don't take that from Rick. Come on.
Oh, it's hard.
That would have seemed assault, you know?
Oh, man. People just made turn it off, like it was cringing to listen to.
Of course it was.
Oh.
You're just brutal, Rick. You really have no heart.
Man.
Poor Kim, it's freaking beer, dude. It's beer. You should have put a big hair on the beer and gave it to Anthony.
All right, Mac.
Bye.
Bye, there you go. Psycho Mark. Let's go to Jim. Jim, what's up? Hey.
I'll tell you, this John's a better man than I'll ever be. I would have pummeled that 5'2" Puerto Rican in 3 seconds. John, God bless you, man.
Thanks, dude.
Yeah, I would have punched him.
I would. Or at least just turn around and go, you gotta be effing me.
No, because Rick always does this type of crap where he gets, like, really, really serious, and I'm scared at this point not to buy it. You know what I mean? So, like, the one time where I do, like, just wail on him, it's like, all right, you're really fired, dude. Go home.
Doug, what's going on?
What's up? Hey. Rick, you would have been knocked out in 30 seconds, and I would have been collecting unemployment for the rest of the summer, you Spanish hoodlum.
Wait, Doug, let me add something to the equation. John doesn't get paid. He's just interning.
No. Yeah. And that would have been even more.
That's what I mean. He wasn't even losing a paying job.
You were getting abused for no money, basically.
Yeah.
Sorry, Rick. You know, I guess you're a cool guy, but you would have had a black eye.
All right, Doug. Thank you. Gestapo Rick. Let's go to Dan. Dan?
Dude, Rick sounds like the next-door neighbor's father in American Beauty. When he's berating him, he just sounds exactly like, I'm expecting Rick to be banging on my garage door trying to bang 20 minutes from now.
Right on, man.
Where do you live?
Jason checking in. I have to admit it, but I hate to admit it, but Rick's good. I feel like I should be getting Anthony beer.
That's the worst.
Oh, man.
You're
awful. That's good.
John.
Rick sounds like Mike Brady yelling at Greg Brady. It did. Now, Greg. There they go. Look, a little handshake. Okay. Now I'm John. He's carrying him out like officer and a gentleman.
Rick,
I got no place to go.
Put the intern down, Rick.
John, could you run out and get some cold beer?
Beer.
Okay.
All right.
You got any money? You need some money?
These guys ride this kid
$2 so hard, man.
Oh, we do not.
Yes, you do.
We mess with him and he knows.
John,
he knows.
Do they ride you hard?
Who, Rick?
The whole gang. Ben?
Definitely not as bad as it used to be, no.
All right.
Very, not
getting better then.
Yeah.
All right. Just make sure. Cold. That'll be great. Anthony, we found the publisher's clearinghouse call.
All right.
we were talking about wrong numbers and things like that.
Yeah.
There was a time a lady called us while we were working on the air.
Yeah.
And she thought she was calling publisher's clearinghouse, and she thought she won a really, really big prize.
Tool.
Hello?
Yes, I'm calling. Is this...
Yes, it is. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I just got a call.
Yes.
And he gave me my claim number.
Uh-huh.
Because I won a prize.
Yes, you did. What claim number did you get?
654.
654.
321.
321.
6J.
6J?
Yes.
Ooh. Pretty excited, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You ever win anything before?
Never won anything.
Hold on, please.
Oh, okay.
Dude, tell her she won a European vacation. Hello?
Hello?
That is coming up as a European vacation.
A European vacation?
Yeah.
He had told me something like $10,000.
I wish I were you, as a matter of fact, because it's a European vacation for your family plus $10,000 in spending money.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you psyched?
Yeah. I'm like shaking. This is, oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Hold on. Okay. We have our supervisor here.
Okay.
She's going to need, I guess, some information, maybe. Hold on. Hi, ma'am.
Yes?
Hi, this is John Huber, Bill's supervisor. Can I have that number once again, please? We got to verify that you are, in fact, the winner.
Yes, it's 654-321.
Uh-huh.
6J.
6J?
Oh, yes.
I thought she said A, John.
You thought she...
I thought it was an A.
It's 6J?
It's 6J as in jump.
All right, we got some good news and bad news. You're still the winner.
Okay.
But your prize is a set of steak knives.
A set of steak knives?
Yes. The European vacation for you and your family and the $10,000 spending money is for 6A.
Oh.
And you'll have to pay for the shipping on the steak knives.
Oh, all right.
And that's $19.95.
Okay.
Would you like to...
No, thank you.
Oh.
Okay. That's okay. That's fine. Okay. Well, thank you anyway.
Okay. Oh, that was way too painful,
poor
man.
Poor girl.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free, 877-692-1027. In the studio, Rich Voss.
What's happening?
What's up, Rich?
You know, Rick was right about that comedy comparison about A, B, C, D.
Yeah.
Except when you listen to Norris and it's H-A-C-K.
Oh, God, right off the bat.
The ongoing war between Rich Voss and
Jeff Norris.
Jeff Norris.
I get that out, you know.
Continues.
Very nice. That creep calls in.
Rich is going to be at the road show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
We're doing an all-day roadshow at the Stone Pony. It's going to be unbelievable.
Oh, hell yeah.
We're hoping a lot of people from Philly come on up to check it out. To the other cities, we'll get to your city eventually.
We'll get to you.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. John, the intern, he just actually applied to be Gary Condit's intern. He thinks it'll be easier than working for Rick.
Hey, those road shows are great. That one in Long Island, Vanderbilt, how much fun is that?
Tomorrow, I think there's going to be about 3,000 or 4,000 people there. It's going to be insane.
Really?
Oh, yeah. We've never been to that area. It's going to be incredibly insane.
Outdoors. It's just going to be sick.
And plus, there's so much history at the Stone Pony. You know what I mean? It's just...
Yeah, but who cares about the history?
I don't. I just feel like talking. I don't care at all.
Who cares about the history?
History.
We'll make new history tomorrow.
We're going there to party.
Yeah, but I'm saying it's a
Bruce
great
Springsteen
place.
Started his career there.
It's a great place to
care.
Do that.
Yeah. All right. Why don't I have cold beer yet?
Well, like, yell at John again?
I wasn't joking when I did say I could use some. It would
be
nice.
You want me to go yell at him again?
Yeah, Rick. Go.
Kelly, what's up?
Hey. Yeah. What's going on?
Wait. You're supposed to be a girl.
My name's Kelly.
It says Kelly, 23-year-old stripper. Why we call sluts?
Why are we called sluts?
Yeah. I'm called a slut. I don't like it. It sucks.
You're a stripper?
Who the hell answered your phone call?
Probably John.
Stinky. No,
it was Stinky. Steve Dave.
Stinky. He had his girlfriend call or something.
Like I have a girlfriend. Come on now.
It's so odd.
What's your point,
Kelly?
Yeah.
So what do you want to say on the show? You obviously went through all this to get on the air. Say something.
Why the hell do you guys suck so bad?
I don't know. Just keep. Know. You're listening, aren't you?
Yeah, because it's pissing me off. I want that.
Well, keep listening.
Well, at least they don't swallow like your girlfriend.
That's what happens every time.
Creep.
They get on, and it's like, God, I'm so pissed off that these guys are on.
Why do they listen? When I'm listening, and I hear people call in, and you know what? That really pisses me off.
You don't want to listen, you don't listen. But the thing is, they keep listening.
Listen to music.
Craig, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Oh, thanks.
Never really heard about you guys before, but 4th of July, I'm sitting around. Wife leaves me for a crab show, and I heard the whole Marco NSYNC thing.
The gay guy had to eat the peach. Eat the peach.
That was hilarious. Yeah. I had to send my 13-year-old daughter away.
Oh, thanks.
Hey, send her here.
Hey, listen. Give her a few years.
Yeah, we will.
But, I'm going to see you at the Stone Pony tomorrow.
Okay.
And I'm now a loyal listener.
Oh, thanks, Craig. We
Take
appreciate
care.
That.
Bye-bye.
All right. There you go, Ann. You got your cold beer. So
I see cold.
We can finally move on with the show. You're happy again.
That's not beer.
That old gag. We have a Sandy Cane song from Brother Joe.
Yeah, Sandy Cane just a disgusting waste of life. Been on the show a few times. She's really rude, disgusting. She's 75, 80 years old. I don't even know. Why don't you guess her age with the taint thing, Opie? Take a look at her taint.
Ugh. She's like 60, early 60s, I think.
That vaginal warded.
She's worked the peep shows in New York. She's a stripper. She has an all a cable access show where she just gets naked. She's been on our show a lot because she claims she has this hemorrhoid that she shows us every time she comes in here. But now we're starting to think that it's genital warts.
Genital warts. And then she's got that big thing on the front. This big, looks like a...
Yeah, baby.
Looks like a big ear or something. A big cauliflower ear growing out of her area down there. And we're just horrified. We hit Twato after a Quato from Total Recall. Remember the little thing that grew out of that guy's stomach?
Yeah.
That I must find the Quato. Now it's called Twato on Sandy King.
And she won't have it looked at?
No. And we put the pictures up on the website. Are those pictures?
Will somebody put this retard out of his misery?
Have you seen the picture yet?
No.
It, like Ann said, it's like a little ear.
No.
Remember those? Remember those lab mice? They were in the on TV and stuff where they had the ears growing out of their bodies.
They went to grow an ear.
They were growing ears on mice's body there. That's what it looked like a small ear.
Anyway.
Very close to the actual peach area.
Anyway.
And I don't know if it's still up on our website.
Thank you.
They should have kept that up there for the new cities. But anyway, all the people that checked out the picture, a lot of doctors and stuff called our show and said, you know, she should have it looked at because that is a genital wart.
God,
look at this thing.
I can't look at it
anymore. All right, if you go to WNEW.com. Go to the Opie and Anthony section and look for Sandy Kane's growth. Sandy Kane's growth.
It's a tumor.
No, that's a genital wart, my friend.
Look at that.
That's a genital wart.
She said it's from shaving.
Yeah, she says it's from shaving.
Where is that at?
It goes a little further down. The lens didn't capture all of it. But you can check it out for yourself at WNEW.com. So she's been in here a lot to horrify us. There's more pictures of her up there, by the way, so you can see.
Yeah, you just see what a freaking.
So you
age
can
is.
See what she looks like. You gotta see her in her Wonder Woman outfit. Oh my Lord! And she still works the peep shows.
Who's paying for that?
I don't know.
Oh man! Yeah. You get quarters back.
Look at that.
All right, so Brother Joe came up with a song about Sandy Kane,
and it's not to the Patty Duke theme.
No.
Go figure that out.
Here's the Sandy Kane song. I might add that there's Sandy Kane noises in the song as well.
Yes.
The noises you're about to hear are Sandy Kane herself.
Sandy, you make guys when they look
And there you have it, Brother Joe Santa Cane.
Rancid bearded clam. When you can put that in a song,
hey,
it's a winner.
It's a winner, all right. Ken, what's going on?
Yeah, hey, how are you guys doing?
All right, Ken.
I'm a new listener from Cleveland.
Okay.
And I know you guys are getting a lot of flack up here from some of these the listeners and stuff. I think you guys rock. You guys are cool.
No.
Never heard of you before, but I like what I hear.
It's still early for Cleveland, but thank you. We appreciate it, Ken.
Oh, no problem.
All right, man.
Keep it up.
It's the way it goes. Just goes this way. We go into new markets, and it takes time. People aren't going to like it right off the bat.
I must say, though, I'm serious. We've had a lot of early support in Cleveland.
Hell yeah.
Anthony, we got a letter. I want to read this. You might be better at this one, though.
Why? What is it?
From the Village Voice.
Oh, great. Why would I be better? Hey, how's that for a topper?
Well, remember the one that Stinky was reading to us the other day?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Here.
Let's see that. This is from Savage Love. Savage Love's column in the Village Voice. Sort of a question and answer thing, a la Ann Landers. Only for the more sexually explicit problems. I recently started dating a girl who has a strange fetish. The first time we slept together, she wanted to wear a Catholic school uniform. What's wrong with that? The schoolgirl fantasy turned me on, although I thought it was a bit odd to go that far our first time together. Now she's taking things even further, to places I find disturbing. The latest thing she does is nick the inside of that area on her with a razor blade so it bleeds a bit during the act. She says the pain it causes and the bleeding make it easier for her to fantasize that she's losing her virginity all over again. This obviously seems like a high-risk sex to me. And frankly, I'm starting to get a little nervous about how far she's going to want to go with this. Is this a common fetish? Should I be worried about this woman? I wear a condom, but is there anything more I can do to protect myself? Worried about blood. Holy God.
I've never heard of that fetish before.
Neither have I.
Nicking the...
You nick it. You like nick it with a razor blade so she feels the pain and there's bleeding involved.
I could see why he's having sex, him cutting her, you know, or stabbing her, but I can't see
her. Her doing it herself.
Yeah. Right there, too.
I would think after a while, you don't want it to build up and look like the top of Rocky's eye. After, you know, because it builds up like scarring, and it might not feel that good.
Dan writes, have you thought about a restraining order? While I personally wouldn't be able to doze off after sex next to a woman who took a razor to her own before sex, what worries me about this woman is not the innocent schoolgirl loses her virginity routine, nor the lengths to which she's willing to go for the sake of her blood fetish. It's wonderful that she's so in touch with her own needs and so open about what turns her on. No, what worries me is that she didn't think you needed any prep before she sprang this freaked out S on you.
Yeah, really.
Edgy fantasies and fetishes are swell. A lot of people have them, but reasonable, rationale, sane, together perverts don't just spring their kinks on new and unsuspecting partners. When dating civilians, responsible fetishists have little talks. They lay the groundwork and do some hand-holding before they haul out the Catholic schoolgirl outfits and the razors. Very good.
It's a turn-on, I guess, for her. But as far as the danger goes, yee, little bloody, you know? And if you're wearing a condom, I don't know. If you get something above that, because it seems to me like that would bleed a lot. That's a heavy bleeding area, I think. And if you have anything at the base of your junk, that an open wound or something, God knows whatever you'd be into to get that, but it can mix it together.
Yeah.
Now you're in trouble.
Jeannie, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Jeannie?
Hi, am I on the radio?
Yeah, you're on the radio.
This is a first for me.
Oh, no. This is going to suck. What's up, Jeannie?
Well, I was just kind of curious what you meant when you said that the voting for the Moms Contest is very interesting.
Oh, you're the genie from the Moms I'd Like to Have Contest.
I sure am.
Contestant number 8, the blonde. That's right.
Let me pop that up.
That's Jeannie, the blonde. Jeannie, you're definitely in the running. I can tell you that much.
How's that look?
What is interesting?
interesting mean?
We can't.
It sounds so ominous.
Well, we're just kind of keeping it neutral. A lot of people are voting for their favorite mom and the Moms That Like to F contest. You got to go to WNEW.com. We got 10 contestants. You're one of them. And the voting is interesting. Rich Voss is in the studio, and he's saying that you're really hot.
Are you married?
Yes, I am.
It's called the Moms That Like to F contest.
Well, they can be divorced.
Oh, yeah,
moms.
There's a few that are divorced.
She's
divorced.
Hot.
You're right.
How many kids do you have?
Two.
Yeah, her kids were running around. As three other moms
right.
in the contest were on the lesbian couch going at it completely.
And the kids are here?
Yeah, running down the hall playing with a little ball.
Good, you want Davis to hear about that.
They're young enough not to know what's going on.
Yeah, sure.
Jeannie, after the weekend, when we get back on the radio on Monday, we're going to narrow it down to like five, so.
Okay.
And the voting is very interesting.
Very interesting.
All right.
Yeah, see, I don't like it when you say that.
Well, we can't, you know, we got to keep it neutral.
Jeannie, I think that voice of yours is taking votes away as we speak.
Yeah, I would hang up.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
What's she on the list?
You know, that could turn things around right there. People just go, oh, God, the voice.
Right.
It's kind of high pitch and scratch cat-like.
Anthony, we got to check in with Earl. Oh, thank God. He's doing a Wow sticker stop today.
Where is he?
He's outside Yankee Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of people going, well, we don't really care in the city I'm listening in.
Right.
But trust me, you will care because it's Earl.
Not Earl.
Let's see what Earl is up to. Earl!
Hey, guys. What's happening?
What's going on, Earl?
We're right outside Gate 2 at Yankee Stadium for the start of the Subway Series, and we're going to be handing out Wow stickers pretty much right up until game time, and that's pretty much the deal.
He hung up.
He gets so pissed off.
Pissed off every single day. Can you get Earl back on the phone?
I really needed to ask him something. Ben is calling him back, but he doesn't answer his own cell phone.
Yeah, now he won't answer because he's pissed off. Okay, I won't do the snoring.
All right.
We get some information.
That may be a new record with Earl. Is he picking up Ben?
He's got the phone on. We'll see if he answers.
All right. Mm-hmm. Come on, Earl.
Earl, he just picked it up and hung up.
Oh, come on, Earl.
Call him outside because it's just gonna waste time.
Just tell him we got to talk about the sticker stop and a couple of things tomorrow that involve him.
Yeah.
So make sure he gets on the phone.
I want to ask him about something.
Something very important for tomorrow's road show. Jesus.
Let's go to Ferris. Ferris, what's up?
Hey, guys, congratulations on the new contract. I hope you got some great medical. Guys have any idea where you're going tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like in the middle of Beirut, for crying out loud.
Oh. Yeah, well, it's a little shaky down there.
It's disgusting.
Asbury Park, they're trying to bring it back to life.
Right.
They're trying to revive it.
It's gross.
And who better than us to bring it back?
Yeah. Bring some plastic Asbury Park. You got to love it.
All right, I got to let you go because Earl's back.
Thanks.
All right, here's Earl again.
Earl,
what's wrong? Ben?
He claims he did not hang up.
Oh, okay.
I did not hang up, guys.
Well, maybe it was a problem with the phone.
All right. So you having fun out there?
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of people coming up to you to get the Wow stickers?
Yeah, we just pulled in and we're going to have fun.
Okay.
Sounds it.
You going to go to the road show tomorrow?
I plan on it.
Well, we have a little problem, don't we?
What's the problem?
You don't want to be in the dunk tank.
I was asked, and I said, no, I don't want to be in the dunking booth.
But, Earl, you know what the thing is? Everyone would want to dunk you.
And it's for a good cause.
No, I just don't want to do it.
There's a charity connected to this, Earl.
It's a $1 donation to the Parent Project Muscular Dystrophy Fund.
Yeah.
Earl, you would raise a lot of money.
There's plenty of other viable candidates, but I just don't want to participate.
Earl, you would make the most money for a charity. You'd rather see kids that can't walk, maybe not get a wheelchair or something because you decided you didn't want to go in the dunk tank?
I can't think of anyone else that our listeners would like to dunk.
Right.
Why won't you go?
What about Mindy? You can put her in the dunking tank.
There's not enough water. Earl, why won't you do the dunk tank?
I don't want to do it.
Why?
I just don't want to do it.
You were telling Ben you can't swim.
I can't do that either.
Oh, wow.
Well,
another one busting the stereotypes apart.
But all you would have to do is stand up if there was a problem.
No, I don't want to do it.
Earl, when are you going to be a team player again?
I am a team player.
I just need to know. You won't let us paint you white.
Then he'll be able to swim.
Exactly. That's not being a team player. There's some things I'll do, and there's some things I won't do. This happens to be one of the things I don't want to do.
We kind of understood your point when you said you didn't want us to paint you white. Even though you're called Black Earl because you're always in black, we figured it would be fun to dress you in white for a day. Yeah, I don't even know what the problem was there. What was the problem with that, Earl?
Everything.
Why? No, seriously. What's the problem with painting you white for a day? I said I
don't even want to go down that road.
Why? I said I would be painted black for a day.
Let's all change our color for the day.
You'll be able to get a bank loan.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Ring the bell.
Rich Voss. He'll be at the roadshow tomorrow doing some of that humor. Earl, seriously, what was the problem with being painted white?
No, I just highly objected to that.
Educate me.
No, you're talking about, like, adhering or breaking down stereotypes. No way was I going to get painted white.
Really? So then, all right, we said, all right, he doesn't want to be painted white. We'll paint him green because he does look a lot like Shrek. And you wouldn't go for that one either.
No.
Jesus.
Hold on. A couple people want to talk to you. Hold on. Finley.
Yeah.
What's up?
No, I'm just an advertising agent for the Nytol company, the sleeping pill company.
Oh, NyQuil?
Yeah. And we'd like to, we'd like to sponsor Black Girls Call-In.
A call back from earlier in the program. We love
very
callbacks.
Good.
Let me see what Joe wants. Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Earl, can I just say something to you real quick?
Earl?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm very proud of you for choosing a game day to go to the stadium. It's very breaking the modern mold for you.
Oh, like he would be there when the game wasn't going on. Yeah, that would be the normal...
Or in December.
No, you wouldn't go there when there's nothing going on, you effing tool. Go F yourself.
Hey, I'm very offended.
Earl, what do you say? We just, we paint each other up. We'll all paint ourselves black. You paint yourself white.
Thanks, guys.
Earl, what about the days when you used to get into little yellow Speedos for us?
I didn't get into a yellow Speedo. It was powder blue.
Banana hammock.
It was a powder blue banana hammock?
That was the last thing he ever did for this show.
Yeah,
hung pictures.
You don't.
What? Did I not go to Mississippi for you guys?
Oh, you sat in the car. That's easy. You slept the whole way.
We did send a black man.
Oh, yeah. And what's his name? The freaking lunatic driver walking around with a hooded sheet on?
Oh, really? We didn't know the driver had brought his own Klan outfit.
A shotgun?
And a shotgun.
Okay.
We absolutely had no clue that was going
to
happen.
You know what? I'm starting to put the pieces together. Oh. That's where you turned and decided not to do anything with us anymore.
We
sent a couple of our guys down to Mississippi. It's a long story, but we sent Earl, a black man, to it was a pretty racist town, right, Earl, to begin with?
No, actually, it wasn't a racist. It turned out it wasn't a racist town, but it was not the smartest mission to go on.
Okay, so Earl's at this farmhouse.
Oh my God!
And
we went to Susie's house.
Yeah, Susie's house. You're in the driveway. You guys are kind of hanging out, and the neighbor. Is very suspicious because Susie doesn't have a lot of guests. Visitors.
Very small town.
Very small town, and they watch out for each other.
Black people there.
All right, they watch out for each other. Earl is dressed all in black in Susie's driveway with a couple other guys. Next thing you know, the driver, who we really didn't know that well,
Scott the driver,
walks out of the big suburban he had or whatever.
Yeah.
In KKK garb.
He had an entire KKK uniform and a shotgun.
And the neighbor saw it and freaked out, and luckily they called the station instead of calling the cops.
Right. Well, Susie...
Otherwise, we would have all been strung up.
Susie told us that, that guy was... that you, Earl, were lucky that you didn't get shot at.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy in the house got his own uniform on, and he wanted to join in.
Hey, finally a party. But, Earl, that was the last thing you did for us. How about the dunk tank tomorrow, just for a little while?
Got to do the dunk tank,
Earl. I don't want to do the dunk tank, guys.
Got to do the dunk tank, Earl.
Earl, come on. Know how much money you would raise? People are calling in saying, look, man, I'll give $10, $20 to the charity to get a chance to dunk Earl.
It's much appreciated, but no, I don't want to do it.
It's not appreciated.
I was asked very early on to do it, and I said from the get-go, I didn't want to do it.
Well, what's the problem with the dunk tank?
I don't want to do the dunk tank.
Why, though? Come on, Earl.
just not in the mood to do the don't take.
Let me see what Steve has to say here. Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys?
You're on with Earl.
Hey, Earl. Hey, Earl, I don't understand what the problem is. It's not like there's going to be a noose around your neck or anything.
Oh my God.
Hey, syndication when the South rises again.
Holy S.
All right, here's the deal, Earl. You do the dunk tape or you watch Norris for an hour.
Oh.
Okay.
Earl, I apologize for that.
I didn't hear what he said.
All right. Earl, come on, man. You got to do the dunk tank tomorrow. No ifs, ands, or buts.
I was asked very early to do the dunk tank, and I said, no, I'm
now
not.
We're telling. We're not asking anymore. It's for a charity. Earl, it's for sick kids.
Well, there's plenty of other people that can do it.
What if it was for the Rainbow Coalition? Would you go then?
No, I wouldn't go for anybody.
Come on, Earl. How about for, like, just 20 minutes?
And I was like, thanks, guys, but no thanks.
It's not something you say thanks, but no thanks to. It's something you just say, okay.
No, I mean, I'm honored that you asked me, but I was like, you know what? It's like,
I'm not asking you to speak at dinner.
Earl, you don't do anything for us anymore. You do sticker stops. We could send, like, an intern for that. You're much more talented than that.
I was like, no, I'm just... No thanks, guys.
Are you afraid you'll drown?
No.
Because you can't swim. All right, Earl. You let us down again. We're not going to try to convince you for the next 20 minutes. All right. All right, have fun at the WOW sticker stop.
Thank you, guys. We're at gate 2.
Oh, all right, great. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you, guys.
Another great call from Earl. Thanks.
Those floaties, you're right.
Wonderful. Thanks,
those
Earl.
Floaties,
great,
if
Earl.
You put
thanks.
On your arms.
Thanks, Earl. All right, toll free 877-692-1027 in the studio. Rich Voss, he's going to be at the road show tomorrow. And let's check in with the FU line. Ah, nothing's working today.
Nothing works here.
Try this.
Nothing works here.
We'll try it again. Ah, it doesn't.
Nothing works here.
It doesn't want to work.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. Nothing works here.
All right. Nothing.
I've been here for 7 years.
Nothing is working today, Anthony.
The medications don't work.
There's nothing there.
Huh? Oh, there. Well, start it over again. Here we go. It'll take a while because it's not queued up, Anthony. We're syndicated now. Can you tell?
That's a nice lead-in time.
Go f*** yourself. And here's the Opie and Anthony FU Friday line.
Yeah, I'd like to give a big f*** you to the fat bitch I work with named Sasquatch, who does f***ing nothing all day and makes as much money as I do. So, Sasquatch, for all you do, f*** you.
Next message.
I'd like to give a big f*** you to Sammy Kane and all those people who put that on the website. Gross, man. You made me puke all over my computer. F*** you, you old bitch.
Next message. A big F.U. to my coworker Terry, who likes to steal things from defenseless 12-year-old kids. Get a life. Next message.
Yeah, I'd like to give a nice, big, fat F*** to my father for cutting me out of the will. And you can take that money and stick it up to your ass. F*** you, Bob.
Next message.
I'm going to be on my way home from work after 6:30 from Manhattan. The first person that cuts me off, I want to give a big f*** you.
End of message.
Hour by Opie and Anthony. Owned by Infinity Broadcasting. This is 1027 WNEW.
And we're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, 877-692-1027. Rich Voss in the studio. Michael, what's up?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right, man.
Hey, Voss.
What's up?
You're whoring yourself on the radio again? You got your knee pads on?
Yeah, why? What did I do now? Who's this?
Not a question. What do you mean, who's this?
Yeah, who's this?
Yeah, one of these people never go to your shows. You suck. Okay?
I do?
Yeah.
Okay, who's this?
What are you waiting for? Are you waiting to make fun of Earl? Or more or less, I hope Gorilla Boy calls up and you make fun of him. That's your whole deal?
Yeah, that's my whole life.
Yeah, okay.
And what's your life? Sitting there listening and worried what I'm doing?
No.
Is this the same douchebag that called last time and said he was a cab driver?
No, actually, someone different who hates your guts again. So the population is growing on that thing.
There's two people that hate me.
Hey, how much do you pay for lines anyway? I mean, you're the same old, aren't you, huh?
Did you get
your teeth fixed yet, pal?
How do you know what I look like? Then
what?
Obviously you came to see me if you know what I look like.
I took a look at your website, you loser.
Then you're a real loser if you went to my website. You're obsessed with me.
Did you I'm not look obsessed at it? With you,
obviously
you moron.
You are. Then why did you go to my website, Zero?
What are you talking about, Zero? You're the Zero. It's in your bank account, pal. I can own you.
You could own me?
Yeah, I can own you.
Then I'm for sale. How much?
Yeah.
You look at my website. You're pathetic.
You're hoping Gorilla Boy calls up and gets the material, okay, pal?
I'm just sitting here. I'm throwing in a line every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then. I don't even hear you. You don't even answer the show. You sit there waiting to plug. I'm waiting. I'm counting the minutes for you to plug, okay?
What do you plug? What do you do?
That you're my own company, you moron.
Oh, you're my own company. What do you, paint houses or do roofs? Huh? What do you do?
What do I do?
I own my own company.
Yeah, I own my own company.
And what's your company? What's your kind of personality?
Wow. Yeah.
Personality? What are you talking about? You have no personality.
I have no personality. That's okay.
Not at all.
That's okay.
You're sitting there waiting, anticipating like a $5 whore, ready to pump anytime you can.
What do you want me to do?
You got your knee pads on, and you're ready to pump where you're going to be. Now they're syndicated. Now you're really going to be there all the time, which is a living, breathing nightmare.
I have not said anywhere I'm going to be, okay?
Yeah, okay. You're going to be there waiting to pump. Oh, I'm going to be. Oh, I'm going to be in Philadelphia, or I'm going to be here.
No, I'm not going to be in Philadelphia.
Oh, my God.
Look at you. You're a loser.
I'm a loser. Okay, yeah. That's why I've done...
You got the same old spiel, okay?
Earl calls up,
you got to make fun of him, right?
I said one joke. Did everybody else make fun of Earl, stupid?
No.
What's this, a political
show? It's not your show, you idiot.
When I'm invited here, I do what I want, okay?
Yeah, you do what you want, but you sit there like a $3 whore, and you're ready to pump out where I'm playing and where I'm not playing. That's what it comes down to.
I did not say where I was playing.
How much do you pay for material? What do you think about it yourself?
You know what? Every comedy that comes in here plugs. Have you heard me plug anything, okay, Zero?
All right, have I plugged anything? Zero, get something new. Same old spiel with you.
What am I supposed to do? Change my personality? Every time I come here.
You don't love the fact that Norton calls up and you have some material to talk about again.
Now, is it Norton or Norris?
Same thing over and over again,
and it's funny every time we do it, okay? And you always listen, stupid.
You're about as funny as Jerry Lewis and France, you moron.
Oh, yeah, that's real funny. All right, is that it?
No, it's not it.
Do you want to come see me tonight, the Stress Factory?
See, there you go.
I'll be here tonight and tomorrow if you want to come see me.
So funny. I knew it was coming, man.
How can people be that angry at a person?
I don't get it. Jeff Norris.
Hey, happy 4th of July.
Thank you.
You know, it's amazing. I can continue on with life. And Voss could be a jerk off, and the callers realize it. It's beautiful.
Oh, this is unbelievable. You had that guy call, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I know him. He's here helping me. Oh, put another nail in the roof there.
He's helping you.
What's up, Norris?
How are you, guy? No, I just feel bad for Rich, man. You know, I understand his CDs aren't selling. And
what are you kidding me?
No dentist will see him because he's disgusting. It's a shame.
I heard you.
And now that you guys are syndicated, five other cities are going to know Voss sucks.
Oh, that's
right. It's beautiful. I don't have to do nothing. I keep doing voiceovers, a little show here and there, and meet some nice people that listen.
You're doing Paula Poundstone impressions now, I heard.
Oh, that's good, Rich.
With an 8-year-old.
Rich, I understand you're upset.
Hey, look at... Hey,
you're upset because the caller just told you off, and he shut you up, and he's just a caller.
He shut me up. I kept talking. One caller calls up, okay?
Oh, you were great, too.
20 times I have had two callers.
I know, Rich, I know. See, it's a shame. When you're a Jewish hack comic that has nothing in life to do except take a cab to 57 and 7 and go up there and go, look, open it. My wife left me. I have two kids, and I have nothing to do. Can I come up there and maybe 1-800-BRIGHT-SMILE will call and give me a free consultation?
Holy
Christ. And I can't wait to see you tomorrow, Rich, at the Stone Pony, and
kill
your skull in front of thousands.
Why are you going to be there? They don't need anybody to work the door.
That's good.
What are you
going to
be there for?
That's good.
Hey, is it true, seriously, somebody told me when you pull up at a gig, that this is true, and this is serious, when you pull up, like you'll sit there and put your hands on the steering wheel and take a deep breath and go, this is the audience that's going to like me?
No. Usually I just go, this show's going to rock. The hacking Jew ain't here.
Do you say, Otto, I'll meet inside?
No, you see, Otto won't work with you because Otto's a great guy.
Hold on. They're cursing, man.
Why? Wait, first of all. So I heard you're doing some extra work now.
What's that?
Are you doing some extra work? I heard you got a movie.
Yeah, but it's not extra. It's a principal role.
It's a principal?
Yeah.
Yeah, please.
Maybe you heard of Monica Potter.
No.
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 That's all right. No, you can Will.
You doing her impression?
Okay.
Who's Monica Potter?
Of course, let me ask you this, Rich.
Ask me whatever you want, Buttercup.
Okay, jerk off. How long have you been in the business?
All right.
I mean, the only thing you got out of comedy is your wife left you. That's it.
That's
the only thing you got. You got two daughters and your wife walked out on
you. I got two beautiful kids, okay? And don't bring them up. I just booked 7 TV shows, stupid. Okay?
Wow.
Seven.
What, Animal Planet?
Animal
Planet? Yeah, to the Beaver? Is that what you're doing, bitch? Now, Animal Planet on TV?
Animal Planet, okay? I heard you're up for an Oscar for your serial bit, okay?
You know what? I am. That's why they extended the contract, but I got four more to do for mini weeks.
You got four more mini weeks?
Yeah, how about it?
Wow, the girls are going to flock around you now.
Just to fill the audience in, Jeff is the voice of the mini wheat when they're both standing on the side of the road hitchhiking. Give one of the lines there, Jeff.
Come on, Jeff.
No,
do it as Archie Bunker
too
when
it's
alive.
No, but I like the sound. Yeah, I listen to it.
Yeah, I believe that, Ant, too.
That's
believable.
Don't drag me into this, man. You know I'm a friend of yours.
Man, I know you're a friend, but I know how you and Hope love this little battle with me and Voss.
It's not a battle. There's five kids in Houston with a brighter future than you.
Really?
Oh,
hey, let me ask you something. Voss, how old are you?
What?
How old are you, Voss?
How old am I?
Yeah.
What does that mean, how old
am
I?
Just answer the question, stupid.
How old? Don't ever call me stupid. How old am I? I'm 32.
You're 32, and I'm 18. You ain't 32.
No, I didn't say how many minutes you have in your act. Okay, I'm 44. Why?
You're 44. How long have you been in the business?
18 years, and I'm doing very well.
And what have you gotten out of it besides...
You want to look at my resume or your resume? You can fit your resume on a business card, okay? Your resume stinks. Your resume starts off with pips, okay?
Really? See, here he goes again, mocking Pips.
I like
Pips. Didn't you just call Ray Garvey and say, Ray, it's a radio bit. Don't beat me up, because Ray Garvey wants to kill you.
I know he wants to kill me.
Hey, Anthony, let me tell you something.
Last time I was on with
Guys, he comes in there, listen to me.
Watch the S word.
Put a muzzle on the hacking Jew and let me talk.
All right, go ahead, talk.
He calls me up after every time he comes on a radio, and he goes, you ain't mad at me, are you? I sure wouldn't want a guy like you mad at me.
You're right, because you're
and then Ray Garvey calls him. Ray Garvey goes, why are you mocking on my club Pips? If I remember correctly, Voss.
And this is exactly what I said. When
Seth used to own Pips, you would knock on his door begging
to perform.
They wouldn't even let you wash dishes there.
Listen to me, stupid. I've canceled more gigs this month than you've gotten, okay?
You think so?
I haven't worked Pips in
years. Well, then you must have canceled about 18 gigs.
Oh, you stink. Shut up and listen to me, okay?
Yeah.
You road hack.
I'm going to enjoy watching you bleed tomorrow.
I have a vaudeville flashback listening to you.
Yeah.
Okay? You stink.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
I'm not traction Pips. I haven't worked there in years.
I wonder why.
Oh, because I can't afford to work for... Well, forget it. I don't want to trash this club. It has nothing to do with his club.
Hey, you don't have to worry about me. Garvey's coming after you, not me.
Because I said something negative about his club. He's going to come after me.
Oh, can I tell you?
Henchmen
are
going to get after me.
Start going after
you. No, don't say
there
comic.
Is such
no, Anthony,
a
Anthony.
Vindictive...
Say
Anthony.
Comic and opening
I haven't
driver.
Gone after Voss yet, but it's coming.
Yeah, and I will...
But
yeah.
It's coming.
I almost said I'll hurt you, but you are retarded strong.
You're going to hurt me.
No, I didn't say that.
All right.
How?
All right.
No, he's starting to bother me.
All right. Get off the station because nobody likes you. You suck and you're a disgusting Jew.
Nobody likes
you.
See you tomorrow and I can't wait to watch you bleed.
You're coming tomorrow?
Yeah.
Are you going on stage?
I'm only going tomorrow to rip your throat off.
All right.
The Highbury Police, if you're listening, be there tomorrow because you're going to have a dead buck-tooth Jew on stage with a Kango hat.
Oh.
All right, Jeff.
Hey, nice
Jeff.
Talking to you guys.
Where are you working this weekend, Jeff?
Boss, if you keep talking, I'm going to find you in Plainfield.
You can I'll give you my address, okay?
I can find it easy. It's the one that says a cardboard Kenmore box, right?
That's real funny. I need yard work. What are you doing Sunday?
All right,
what
listen.
Am I doing
listen,
you?
Listen, we got to go.
You're dead, Jew.
All right, there they go.
Jeff,
wow. Jeff Norris, Gorilla Boy.
I think you had that other guy call up first.
Really? Stalker Patty, what's up?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I volunteered to go into the dunk tank to make girls feel better about not being alone.
Are you going
to
bring your own soap?
I bet I could just place a couple ounces of water.
Why not?
My
I'm going into the
bloody.
Wet t-shirt contest anyway, so I'll be wet.
No, Patty, you will not be in the wet t-shirt contest tomorrow.
God.
She wants to do the wet
t-shirt.
Patty, you don't have a chance in hell of winning the wet t-shirt contest. Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, it doesn't hurt to try.
It's the new free spirited Patty.
Patty, have you had dreams that maybe you walk away the winner and walk away with all that money? How much money?
$1,000.
$1,000 first prize, Patty. Have you been dreaming about, oh my God, if I had $1,000 I could eat?
Oh,
have
no.
Have a roof over my head.
If I won like that, it would only go for one thing, to the new place that I'm moving to in Staten Island.
Patty, where have you been staying?
I was in a hotel. Now I'm staying with a couple of friends, and then I'm going to be moving on Tuesday.
You call it a hotel, but what was it really? Be honest.
It was a hotel. It was the one on Jane Street.
It's not a hotel. It's not a hotel when the whole floor has to share a bathroom.
You had to share a bathroom with everybody, right?
Yes, I did.
And tell everybody what happened when you took a shower one day.
What do you mean? I didn't tell anybody.
Oh, I heard this story. You went in, took a shower, and what happened?
Something very strange happened that I'm still trying to figure out. I hung up a pair of my underwear, and then I went to go change into my night clothes, and they were missing, and I can't figure out what happened.
Oh, my God. Someone stole your underwear?
Someone stole Patty's panties.
That will also be very funny. That was a nice scream. Yeah. But anyway, to go into the dunk tank.
You're not going into our dunk tank. You're not going to be in the wet t-shirt contest. Someone stole your panties at the YWCA or whatever they call it?
Well, I guess that's what happened. I didn't hear anybody while I was taking a shower, so it could have happened.
You sure they didn't walk away?
That's what I was trying to imitate, by the way. I almost had it.
Mm. Well, anyway, I just wanted to be a sport, you know.
Stalker Patty?
Yes.
Why are you on my subway train now?
What do you
what?
Mean?
What?
Why are you on my subway train?
Why that? What do you mean? I was going... What do you mean on your subway train? It's not your train. I just happened to be waiting for the train, and you happened to come down the step.
4 days in a row? Or 4 days in the last, like, week and a half?
Oh, my God. She's totally tracking you.
What do you mean 4 days
you.
In the last week and a half? I've been walking.
Wasn't bad enough you hang outside the building or upstairs in the lobby.
Yeah,
now you're on my subway train.
I have been
train.
Walking back to the hotel lately. I haven't even taken a train home. Where have you seen me?
Were you on the subway train last week, last Friday?
Yeah, well, I was just going. Yeah, I left. I left the truth.com, whatever, early, and I went down the steps.
Weren't you boring me to death with your bowling stories?
Oh, stop
Oh,
it.
No.
I go bowling.
Oh, he's too much.
I like it because I run out because I can't afford shoes. And they're pretty cheap. You pay for a game, you get colorful shoes to wear with numbers on the back.
Hey, we're trying to find your missing panties, by the way.
Oh, I forgot about them already. I just didn't use that
shower. Hello, ma'am, Stalker Patty. Hello, Lieutenant Columbo here. I'm looking for your panties. Is it true they had a stench like trout?
No.
Because that'll make it easier to find.
No.
If, perhaps they were... is it also true that the perpetrator had to pull them off the doorknob because they were stuck there like glue?
No.
You had some kind of glue substance on your panties, man?
No.
Could that possibly be... Is it true that it could have been mistaken for a shoeshine rag?
No.
Because you'd eaten some Mexican food, man?
No.
I can't believe it. Perhaps...
No.
did you see Martin Landau or William Shatner in... your bathroom right before it happened, because they perpetrated a lot of crimes back in the 70s on Columbo.
No.
Were they edible panties?
No, they weren't.
Was a big, fat drunk spanking one out to you in the shower before they disappeared?
Oh, no.
Just imagine what goes on in those shelters like that.
Did you...
Patty's taking a shower, and you know every, like, disgusting guy was just like cranking a batch out.
Did you report the missing panties to anyone?
No, I just said, oh, well, just it's just one of those weird things. Just forget about it. I just didn't use that shower again, and I didn't have another problem.
Some guy back in his dingy room with the red neon sign outside blinking, just rubbing Patty's panties all over his face.
Oh, ugh. Stop it. That's so yucky.
Yeah, it sure
I
is, Patty.
Just have to,
we all
agree. I just got to imagine it was the Edge that stole him from you, too. It was my favorite. I picture the Edge just wiping himself in my panties.
No.
No?
No, I don't have that kind of a mind.
Someone's doing disgusting things with your panties, Patty.
Hold on.
To other people before.
Lottie.
Lottie, yeah.
Lottie, what's up?
Not much. Yeah, so Patty, she's interesting.
She's a real stalker of the radio program.
Well, that's just great. No,
and,
I mean...
And she lives in a shelter and someone stole her...
I don't live there anymore now. And it wasn't a shelter. It was the Riverview Hotel on Jane Street.
No, that just sounds classy.
And someone stole her panties while she was showering.
I just didn't... I
had to be a real desperate guy because she has the body of a turnip.
I just didn't go through
is
that.
Is she really
floor
that
again.
Nasty?
What?
She's
she
a 40.
Is that nasty?
Lottie, she's a 46-year-old virgin.
Oh my God, I'm 15 and I'm not even a virgin.
Nice!
Well, I haven't done some many things in my life that I have to worry about.
Lottie, anyone ever steal your panties?
No, not really.
Well, I don't live in Cleveland because could you just mail them to me?
Yeah, sure. Anytime.
Along with your bicycle seat?
Anything, a kitchen chair you sit in, whatever. I don't care.
Yeah, Lottie's calling from Cleveland.
Gym shorts.
Yeah, Lottie, she's the real deal. Stalker Patty.
Oh, that's great. So she wanted to be in the dunking booth thing you guys are having, I guess, up in New York? Or
and yeah. The wet T-shirt contest.
And the wet T-shirt contest.
Oh.
Hold on one second, Lottie.
Okay.
Because speaking of the wet T-shirt contest, Jason has a good idea. Jason.
Hey, what's up, Bob? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's up? Hey, you can't let Stalker Patty in the wet T-shirt contest, man. If she won, could you just see it? She's up there. She gets the crown and the tiara. And all of a sudden, the bucket of pig's blood comes down on her. The door into the stone pony comes slamming shut, and the fire hoses start spraying all over the place.
They'll all laugh at you.
All right. You know
thanks,
what?
Guys.
Hold on. Patty?
Yeah?
We do have some extra money, and I know how bad you need money. Would you allow us to pour pig blood over your head in front of 4,000 people tomorrow?
No. Ooh, I couldn't get
it
in my
hair. Then you go in the dunking booth or the lesbian pool.
Yeah.
To clean off. Please, Patty.
Look at all the underwear you can buy.
You'll be the hit of our roadshow tomorrow. You're up in front of 3,000 to 4,000 people, and we take any red substance and just
dump it in a bucket. Here, piggy.
Well, it's easy to wash off.
We'll get some kind of red stuff, right?
Yeah, that's easy to wash off, guys, because I know a bunch of people will now get a bucket of something.
We got to get some kind of a prom dress for Patty to put on, a tiara and flowers.
Yes.
And pull a total carry on her.
Yes. As someone who is going to the road, all this stuff for us, and we will give you some fine prizes. You
know, that was funny.
We could use Norris's blood when I'm through with them.
All right. Yeah.
Thanks, Jason, for the idea, man.
Hey, thanks a lot. See you guys tomorrow.
All right. I would do the dunk tank, but I only weigh 5 pounds. Even if they hit the target, I don't have enough weight to lower the seat.
Stalker Patty, you'll do that, right?
Well, okay, as long as I can clean off right after. I don't like getting dirty. Okay. Right.
You had Ron Jeremy's hand on your pants. What do you mean? You probably got venereal disease.
First.
Hey, Lottie.
Yeah.
All right, you're back on with Stalker Patty. Lottie, you want to give Stalker Patty, the 46-year-old virgin, any advice?
Yeah, just keep all your clothes on, and I don't know what sick bastard decided to steal your underwear, but just don't hunt him down, okay? Because it's bad enough that he just took the underwear, but I mean, you in person coming at him, that's just telling me.
Yeah, Lottie's got a little potty mouth.
I don't even know who did it.
Potty Lottie. Potty Lottie.
Hey, Lottie, tell all your friends we're in Cleveland now, okay?
All right, sure. I love you guys. You guys are just hot.
That's good. Lottie, it's like drugs in your school. You gotta, one kid hooked, and then we tell them to pass it on to all their friends.
Oh, I pass it on to all my friends. I've been telling them to turn you guys on. You guys have sexy voices, and you're
nice.
Just hot. Oh, my God. Yeah. How old are you guys?
I'm 15 also.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then, we should hook up if I ever get up.
Absolutely. Lottie, I'm 18.
Oh, really?
Like the older guys.
Oh, 18. No, that's nothing. 18's nothing.
Right. Oh, my God. What, you been with older guys there, Lottie?
Yes, a couple.
How old's the oldest guy you've been with?
27.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You little Eva.
Does mommy know about this?
No, mommy does not know about this.
Does daddy know about this?
No.
And who writes you the note?
Huh?
Forget it.
All right, Lottie, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
All right, keep listening, all
right? All right, love you guys.
All right.
Bye.
Patty, we'll hopefully not see you tomorrow.
Oh, I'll be there.
Yeah, right.
We're going to do the pig blood, though, right?
I'm going to bring a couple changes of clothes.
Oh. Hey, would you lip sync to a Rush song up on stage?
A what song?
A Rush song.
I don't know one.
Well, you look like Geddy Lee, so I figured, you know. Just picture Geddy Lee. She looks like Geddy Lee if Geddy Lee was ravaged by heroin.
Oh, I'm not that bad looking.
No.
No.
All right, Patty.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Not tonight on the subway, right?
No.
All right, good. Thanks, Patty.
Okay.
Later.
Bye-bye.
You know, the men who hold our places must be the ones to start molding new reality. Closer to the heart, I'll be.
And as we take a break, we're going to take a listen to another track from May I Help You, Dumbass.
Yeah.
You want to explain this in case we have a brand new audience checking in?
It's Matt from the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Right.
He has a phone number that's really similar to a tech support for computers, and he was getting phone calls at all hours for quite a while. And then he decided to just tape them and give people wrong advice and be obnoxious to them and put out a CD. Pretty funny.
This is a really good one. When we get back, we'll play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show Today.
It's called your FC number. It's an access code number, so no one else can get the code. Well, your FC is your favorite color. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
So that's BLU. Write that down.
Let me get all this. This is on BLU, right?
Right.
Okay.
A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3. So on through the alphabet, but join those numbers. Now, accessing your computer right now.
Right.
Hold on, I'm hacking into your computer.
Okay.
Okay, I see the problem.
All right.
You've tried to get on the computer and you failed, right?
No, I put in my Costco ROM and I put the username and password, and then that popped up when I went on to...
Right, sir. Well, I've hacked into your computer, and apparently you've been downloading porn into your computer, and we can't work with people who download porn into their computer.
What did I download?
Pornography?
No, I'm not.
Yes, sir. I'm in your computer right now, and you have downloaded porn.
I have no download pornography, sir. You can come here. I'll bet $1 million I don't have any pornography on
here. Sir, I'm in your computer right now.
It's a brand new computer. I just opened it up today and set it up.
Well, you must have a teenager or something.
No, I'm by myself, and there's no pornography here.
Sir, I'm looking at it right now. You've downloaded a lesbian program?
Nope, negative.
Sir, I'm looking at it.
I'm not lying to you. You have the right number. What number are you dialed into?
Your number is 2...
Right, that's my number, New York City here, Manhattan, and I have
your
no porno.
Your last name is...
And I have no porno on this computer.
Well, then you need to contact your computer company because there's been porn downloaded on your computer. That's all I'm telling you.
All right, I'm going to call up E-Machine then.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling, and this is the Opie and Anthony FU Friday line.
Hey, this is Trish Jr. I just want to give a big FU to Opie and Anthony. I was on hold for an hour at Fenway Park with some funny and you just disconnected me. Who'd you have on the show? Big Butt Mandy. Nobody wants to hear that C on the radio. People want to hear me. So, you.
Next message.
Hey, I want to send a big FU to my own back for going out on me and keeping me out of work so I'm not getting paid. So, hopefully it'll get fixed first. Thanks, bye.
Next message.
Hey, this is to my wife. Thanks for taking my wild bumper sticker off. You f***ing bitch.
Next message.
This is to the girls who made me drive 2 f***ing hours to godforsaken Ocean City, New Jersey to make me try and fix things, only to have her dump my ass. F you. I am not Mr. Punk f***ing Rock. F you. go away.
End of message.
And it's time to play What Did We Learn on the Opie and Anthony Show today? 877-692-1027. Also, Rick is laughing pretty hard back there, Anthony, because he found the line of the day.
Oh, he found that?
Oh, boy.
I forgot all about it.
Great. We'll play that in a second when he gets it queued up. Let's go to the phones, talk to Kelly. Kelly, what's up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
Congratulations on syndication.
Oh, thanks.
And I've learned today that my chances of winning the wet t-shirt contest tomorrow have just been increased tenfold.
Because Starker Patty's in the contest?
Hell yeah. At least I can look better than her.
All right. Good luck to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
$1,000 for the lady with the best wet t-shirt. You found it, Rick? All right, Kelly. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Bye.
All right. Bye. I thought I hung up on her.
Only about 10 seconds.
All right, here's all the right. Line of the day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, this is going to be really painful. It's self-explanatory. If you want to get laid, you don't want diseases, use a condom. There you go.
There you go.
What else do I need to know? Yeah, Ant doesn't like them, though. They're removing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Ant doesn't like them, though.
Wait, I got to hear that again.
Wonderful.
Man. I was all worked up. I was ranting and raving. Everyone in New York understands, but other cities, they're not going to understand.
She asks, do you use a condom? Yeah. Ant doesn't like them, though.
Because I was so hyper.
Jesus,
you didn't even catch that I said that.
Of course not.
But we've discussed condoms on the show. I use condoms, and you have said that you don't like using condoms.
I don't use those things.
But it came out like this. It's self-explanatory. If you want to get laid, you don't want diseases, use a condom. There you go.
There you go.
What else do I need to know? Yeah, Ant doesn't like him, though.
Oh, God damn. Oh, man, is that...
That could be the worst line.
Hung me out to dry. I'm not even pitching in that scenario.
That could be the worst line ever uttered on our show.
Oh,
that's just awful.
Jesus.
Good one. Yeah, good one.
Great. Great. I'm the catcher in that scenario. Wonderful. And I don't like him. I'm even worse. I'm like a homo slut.
What do you say? There's nothing to say. Steve, what's up?
What's up?
Hey, man.
What's going on?
You tell us. Let's go.
All right. Well, I was just curious. Do you guys watch South Park a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That Sandy girl, Sandy lady, that really, really nasty stripper that you guys had
right
on there.
Right. Sandy Cannon.
The one episode where the nurse had that dead fetus growing out of the side of her head.
Yeah,
the
conjoined
twin. That
doesn't
look like an ear. That what she has there, that's like that dead fetus syndrome going on.
Yeah, there's a little...
That's just nasty. If you look real close at that website, you can see like just two eyes, little mouth growing on there.
All right,
who
man.
Who looked that close? I couldn't even...
I looked that close because that was nasty.
All right,
that
Steve.
That was effing nasty. You guys kick ass.
Thank you.
Later on.
Bye. Let's go to Deb the Dyke. Hey, Deb the Dyke, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hey, I learned that you guys are going to Skagberry Park because there's nothing there but the pony and gators.
Oh, great.
And the guy that stole Stalker Patty's underwear?
Yeah.
Used them to make soup.
You know, sometimes people in shelters got to get their food where they can.
You know how I make soup?
How?
Stick my face in a sink full of hot water.
Yeah, well, she's a dyke.
Gotcha.
Deb the Dyke. Who could tell with that sexy voice, though, that you're a lesbo?
Gay voice.
But she doesn't have the dyke haircut, Anthony.
But you have the gay voice.
Yeah, you do. You have kind of a manly voice. Well, like if you were a 14-year-old boy just starting puberty type voice.
Well, you know, nothing I can do about that. I got to get in touch with the gay Marco.
No.
Listen to that.
No, it's even better. And last time she called, we made this reference. Talk again, Deb.
Next time Gay Marco calls, I got to get in touch with him. He always calls too early. I'm on the road when he calls.
Tell me this isn't Butters, a couple of years older.
Well, next time I got to talk to Gay Marco. Well.
Hey, you guys are having a lesbian pool tomorrow?
I'm going to dab the dyke.
Yeah, we'll have a lesbian pool at the road show tomorrow, yes.
Oh, cool. I'll be there tomorrow.
All right, cool.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye.
The other city's going to feel left out, but we're going to have so much video and pictures that you'll feel like you're there when you check it out.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
See, thank God we only have 4 minutes left. Bobby.
O&A, what's going on there?
Hi.
I learned that the joke's on Opie, because Anthony's not gay.
Joke's on you. Thank you.
Hey, we'll see you guys tomorrow down here in my backyard, right?
Right on. We're going to have fun tomorrow.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Debauchery.
It's self-explanatory. If you want to get laid, you don't want diseases, use a condom. There you go.
There you go.
What
you
else do I need to know? Yeah, Ant doesn't like him, though. All right, enough.
You didn't even like hesitate to separate the two statements. Do you use a condom?
Yeah. I use them. Anthony, on the other hand, when he's having sex with women, he prefers not to use the condoms. Me, I like using the condoms when I'm with women.
Women.
But Anthony, with women, doesn't
with women.
Like... having the condoms on his junk went,
all right.
Oh, my God.
Steve writes, I learned on the show today that whippedcreambikini.com plugs were at 308, 310, 312, and 524. I guess that should make the salespeople happy. Also, they got a plug at 647 as well. I also learned that John is heading down the Jesse Road. The Jesse Road. Let's go to Adam. Adam, what did you learn on the show today?
Road show, road show.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I got one for New York and one for everybody else.
Okay.
Bud Light has no oxygen in it because it saves room for the alcohol.
Very nice.
And one for everybody else's. whippedcreambikini.com. Thank you, boy.
Jackass.
Okay, let's go to Pete. Pete, what's up?
I learned that warm beer is absolute crap unless it's a nice cold Sam Adams.
Very nice.
Thank you.
All right.
Or something like that.
Sure. Donata learned that Mendy sweats mayonnaise.
Ugh.
Ugh. Don't forget to vote for your favorite mom you'd like to F. We have 10 contestants left. When we get back on the radio Monday, we'll have it narrowed down to like 5. So we need you to all vote. Go to WNEW.com and vote for your favorite, okay? I learned if Opie looked at Sandy Kane's taint, he would turn to stone.
Mm-hmm.
Ralph writes, today I learned that you can make thousands by putting Rich Voss in a dunk tank with a room full of comics.
That's pretty good, man.
Twato from Mars, I learned that Stalker Patty's underwear smells like a dead trout, I think. Today I learned that O&A can pull a show out of their asses. Let's go to Mark. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I learned today that putting a music CD in a computer is like throwing vinegar on a horse's ass.
Yeah, we did learn that.
Yes, we did.
All right, very good. Let's go to Darren. Darren, what did you learn on the show today?
Hey, guys, I learned that markets are cities.
Yes. Yes, Seth set me straight on that one from Philly, so thank you. Let's go to Angela from Bellevue. Angela.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, I wanted to ask you guys a question.
Yeah.
That second roll of film that you put up, is there any way I could come in and do that take over for that second role?
Oh, you want to reshoot?
Yeah, because you know what? I lost more weight, and I didn't like the pictures, only because I didn't like the way I looked, not because I didn't like the way he took the pictures.
Angela, it's too late.
It's too late, huh?
No. Yeah.
I was trying to call you guys yesterday. I couldn't get through, and I was so busy.
Yeah, people are already voting.
Okay. When is the deadline? Today?
No, they're voting already.
Oh, they're voting already.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All right.
All right, that's cool.
Okay.
All right, great. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Bye.
Anthony, we got to get out of here for our syndicated cities.
Yes.
We'll continue in New York, though.
For a couple of minutes, anyway.
For a few minutes, then we got to get out of here. But thank you very much for listening to the Opie and Anthony Show today. Have a great weekend. Mikey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, man? I learned that you're a representative from Lifestyles Condoms there.
Yeah. Oh, Lisa?
The sales
girl?
She would give a woodpecker a headache.
She would give a woodpecker a headache. Very good.
All right, take it easy, fellas.
All right, man. A couple more what did we learn for just New York, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Just talking to New York right now. Johnny writes, I learned in Cleveland 27-year-olds can bang 15-year-old hot chicks.
Jesus Christ.
I wanted to find out more, man, but we would have got screwed.
Yeah, you'd just get in trouble.
FN Moron writes, today I learned if $1 was donated to charity every time Voss told an old joke, we could cure world hunger.
Oh, my God.
That's kind of funny, though.
It is good. He's a funny
guy. You can appreciate a good one. Jerry writes, I learned sponsors need canoodling. Rich Voss is as funny as a slumber party at Paula Poundstone.
Now, that's funny.
And I also learned Starker Patty in a wet T-shirt contest is like bringing a 76 Pinto to a classic car show. And finally, Mike from Hoboken. Today I learned that I have to take my truck in to be repaired. It's making this strange doorbell sound. I hope it doesn't start signing me off of AOL again. Anthony Stacker, to the world's strongest fat burner.
Yeah, have you braved the beach yet? Are you still trying to fit into that bathing suit? It's time to take the one product. It works in 45 minutes, guaranteed. It's Stacker 2, the world's strongest fat burner. It's got the natural appetite suppressants in it. Stacker 2, it stops the cravings, and it gives you the extra boost of energy to get through the workout of the workday or whatever you got to get through. Stacker 2 works. You take one little yellow capsule. 45 minutes later, boom, you feel the effects. That's right. You're still gorging yourself with food. Even after you're full, Stacker 2 curbs the appetite, crushes the cravings. So instead of two helpings or something, you eat one. You eat what you want. You just don't eat like a pig. So if you want to lose 10 pounds or 100 pounds, Stacker 2 works. Our listeners have told us over and over and over and over. Shut up already. We know. No. It works. Stacker 2. Log on stacker2.com, stacker2.com, or call them up 1-800-LIGHTLINE, 1-800-LITELINE, or you could get Stacker 2 at GNC, Rite Aid, Ecker Genevieve's Vitamin Shop, and Vitamin World. Get on the Stacker 2.
All right, we're going to see everyone tomorrow at the Stone Pony. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The nerds. Everyone knows what's going on. We'll be there with you guys hanging. Rain or shine. Rich, you got anything to plug, seriously?
No, I'm cool.
You can.
Well, I'm at the Stress Factory tonight and tomorrow. But
Don't worry about it, man. Don't worry about it.
No, I'm at the road show tomorrow.
All right, yeah, you can do some time
I'm at the road
us.
Show, Stress Factory.
And finally, Anthony, we got a couple pairs. We got two pairs of tickets to Area 1 featuring Moby, Incubus, The Roots, and more at Jones Beach on Sunday, July 16th. There's only a few tickets left for this. If you want them, go to Ticketmaster or give us a call right now if you want to win them. Oh, our buddy Liquid Todd will be spinning as well.
A
couple pairs of tickets to some random callers right now at 212-757-1027. Thank you. It's self-explanatory. If you want to get laid, you don't want diseases, use a condom. There you go.
There you go.
What else do I need to know? Yeah, Ant doesn't like him, though. Enough. Enough.
Bastards, man.
Enough. God damn.